Lansing Lugnuts Baseball is on the air. Hello and welcome in. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler alongside Adam Jaxa. Time for us to go down to the field for the national anthem.
Kathleen Jones with tonight's national anthem as we get set for another homestand in Michigan State Capitol, Tuesday, May 14th, 2024. It is your Lansing Lugnuts fresh off three straight victories at 16-17. They tonight play as the Lansing Locos. They take on the team tied atop the Midwest League East standings. The Lake County Captains come in 20-13. Second series between these two, Lansing won the first on the road. They took 4 of 6 in April. We'll see how they do this week. Locos in those turquoise uniforms tonight, while the Captains in the road grays. With the call of the game, here he is, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Adam Jaxa, let's go. The Lansing Locos line up defensively as follows. In the outfield and left field, Cameron Masterman. In center field, Brian Guilibus. And in right field, Henry Bolte. Around the infield, Danny Bautista Jr. plays first. At second base, Colby Halter. The shortstop, Aribe Alanales. And at third, Jose Escorche. The catcher, C.J. Rodriguez, for the man on the mound. Lefty out of Texas A&M. Adam, how about Will Johnston?
He's been so good, Jesse. I mean, gets promoted early on in the year, and he's racked up 14 strikeouts in just 8 innings, hasn't allowed a run.
He'll take on this Lake County offense. But first, there's our play ball declaration. Third baseman Nate Furman leads off, with the second baseman Alex Mooney batting second. Batting third, the left fielder C.J. Kafis. Heading cleanup, the right fielder Guy Lipscomb. The DH, Jake Fox, bats fifth. Batting sixth, the shortstop Jose Devers. Heading seventh, center fielder Justin Boyd. Batting eighth, first baseman Mike Collado. Riding off the order, batting ninth, the catcher Johnny Tincher. That's Furman, Mooney, Kafis, Lipscomb, Fox, Devers, Boyd, Collado, and Tincher. Adam, who's your spotlight captain?
I'm going to go with C.J. Kafis sitting there in the three spot. It is going to be unique today with a lefty starting and four lefties in this captain lineup.
Let's go. 63 degrees right now in Michigan State Capitol. Feels like it's 61 degrees. 6.06 p.m. as Will Johnston takes the left foot, clears off the mound. Time for baseball. Lefty, lefty Johnston to Nate Furman. Pitch on its way. And he takes a called strike by the home plate umpire, Ian Durkin, underway at 6.06. The step back, the leg kick, the 0-1. Fouled away left side, strike two to Furman, batting 275 through 23 games. How about these Lake County road gray uniforms? Time granted to the batter.
They look good. Got the gold or the yellow in front with the lettering and the numbering.
Revamped unis this year for the Caps. Two strike pitch, Johnston. Off speed, down and away. Had a ball and two strikes. The numbers for Johnston are just sick. 27 total batters faced, 14 strikeouts. That's just here in Lansing. But he did the same thing in single A Stockton. Wills 1-2. On its way to Furman. That too fouled away left side off the sweet level, ricocheting on down.
Just absolutely disgusting numbers, Jesse.
That is the best version of disgusting. 1-2 pitch to C.J. Rodriguez. Line drive over the second baseman Halter. It's a base hit in the right center field, and Furman is on. Balti gets it in. Leadoff single for Lake County. I wonder if that broke the bat of Furman on its way.
Yeah, not much on it, but it did just get over. Halter was perfectly placed out there in right center. Lansing will face the top of this order. Remember the last time they were home here, South Bend's top of the order just crushed them in this series. So you got to take advantage. Try and find a way against the lineup in Hitter Park to get some outs tonight.
Johnston to Alex Mooney. Down low, ball one. Mooney overall for the year is hitting .333 with 10 doubles and 6 home runs. Oh, by the way, if he makes it on, 9 steals. The native of Nashville, Tennessee, drafted by Cleveland in the 7th round last year from Duke. The pitch up and inside, 2-0. By the way, Furman, the runner at first, 4-for-5 in steals. The kick and the 2-0 from Will Johnston. Broke it in, called a strike across the inside corner. Fastball, slider, changeup. And he delivers the pitches so high, tunnels them right out of it. Two-tone bat in Mooney's hands. 2-1. Fly ball, left field. It's towering. Back goes Masterman with room for the catch. And back to first base, Furman. One gone.
Well, here's the thing, Jesse. Some guys have 4, 5, even maybe 6 or 7 pitches. But if you've got 3 pitches that you can execute really well, it's really all you need. And we've seen that so far in a couple of stints with Will Johnston here in Lansing. His fastball and changeup mix is good. And then that slider that he works on as well, it's the out pitch.
He deals to C.J. Kafis, 1-on-1 out, no score. Slider. Just missed outside for ball one. Kafis Adam did damage against Lansing. Overall for the year, hitting .333 with 6 homers. Against the Lugnuts in the earlier series, he batted .364. Pitch from Johnston on its way. Swing and a miss. Way out in front. What was that about that slider?
Yeah, it's pretty good. And he makes a lot of guys look like that swing just look like from C.J. Kafis.
Kafis, 2 doubles and a homer in the earlier series against Lansing pitching. The pitch from Johnston. It takes a called strike 2.
It's going to be an interesting series because these are two of the hotter teams in the league. Lansing's won 3 straight, 4 of their last 5, and Lake County's coming in off of 2 homestands where they went 9-4.
At first base, Furman, no score. Furman runs, the pitch fouled back. Tried again. Here's the matchup that I'm really curious about.
Pitch wasn't called a strike.
Sorry. It's a short meeting.
Yeah, and I think you said it. Just slow him down, get his head back right, because, you know, if you don't get a call like that, sometimes that can affect you longer than it needs to, and it's the same old cliche. Just worry about the next pitch, on to the next opportunity.
On to the 1-0. Guy Lipscomb against Johnston. Kafis at first, Furman at second. The look back to Furman. The kick and the pitch. Strike called.
Sometimes you just need to hear something from your pitching coach, Don Schulze, to sell you in.
Fastball for Johnston, 91 miles an hour. He releases it at 6'9" above the ground. I mean, he gets it really up there. The 1-1. On the outside corner, strike 2 called. So back-to-back fastballs. And Johnston is out in front of Lipscomb, the fastest player, it is believed, in the Cleveland Guardians organization. Hitting .348 through 22 games with a great batting eye. Furman is dancing. He runs. The breaking ball is lofted to the left, down for a base hit. Furman is around to score. Kafis is fine staying at second. Masterman gets it in. An RBI oppo single for Guy Lipscomb. Lake County leads 1-0.
Well, Johnson's doing a good job getting out in front of these Lake County hitters here, but when it comes to that third and final strike, he's not been able to get them out. That's two hits and a walk. And give credit to the captains. Continue rolling here as they open up the road stand and get on the board first.
Rolls right into the DH, Jake Fox. Again, lefty-lefty. Fox takes ball one outside. Well, first run allowed by Johnston here in high A. Only the fourth run that he has allowed all year. He had pitched 22 innings between Stockton and Lancet coming in. 2-1, one out. The pitch to Fox. Jake Fox lifts it out to center field. Well, Buss reads to his left, builds momentum, makes the catch. Cephas returns to second. Watches the throw hop into Angeles. Two gone. You know what we're not seeing a lot of is swings and misses. More baseball is brought out to the home plate umpire Durkin as Jose Devers steps in. The shortstop batting 243 through 28 games. At second, Cephas. At first, Lipscomb. Two outs, 1-0. The captain's lead. Third baseman Escorche in. Here's the pitch. Very high.
You know what it is, too. Two more times for this league to see him. The captains get an opportunity to see what he's got on film coming into this one and figure out the best approach. And so far, they've taken a good one.
Yes, they have. Here's the pitch. Devers takes ball two inside. When we saw Jose Devers play against the Lugnuts in East Lake, Adam, what I remembered most was his outstanding defense. At the plate, the Lugnuts held him to a 238 average in that series. Here's the pitch. It takes a called strike inside corner from Will Johnston, a fastball. But because the pitch count is creeping up there, the lefty Jack Owen is warming up in the bullpen. 27th pitch for Will. A 2-1 to Devers. Swing and a miss. Strike two. One nothing Lake County on the Lipscomb RBI single. He's at first, Cephas at second. 2-2 pitch bounces down it in. The count is full.
And this is where he's struggled in this first inning. He's been able to get two strikes on pretty much every batter. Outside of Jake Fox, who flied out, but every other batter, he's gotten to two strikes, but three of those four have been able to get on base.
Center fielder Buelbas shaded around to right center field. Payoff pitch means that the runners will go. So Johnston just steps off the rubber. What did you think of that fake back towards second?
Boy, that was believable.
Love to play him in charades. There go the runners. Payoff. Line drive left center field. Buelbas dashes to his right. He's there for the catch. Side retired. Lots of pitches for Will Johnston. Unofficially 28. He allows one run on two singles and a walk. He strands two. We're going to the bottom of the first inning. The Lansing Lugnuts are coming up against the righty Carter Spivey. When I say Lugnuts, I should mean it's a Tuesday. It's a Copa day. The Lansing Locos are coming up after this.
Our kids spend hours a day glued to their screens, but social media is addictive by design, hooking our kids on content full of lies, extremism, hate, drugs, and violence. YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram make billions of dollars by exposing our children to danger and face no consequences. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act, so it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are holding these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Many of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges, mental health struggles, housing obstacles, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At our foundation, we invest in solutions. So learn more about our work at bobwitterfoundation.org/success.
Hi, this is Jenny Kavner, voice of the A's on NBC Sports California. Now back to Lug Nuts Baseball.
The Lansing Logos are coming up. The DH, Johnny Butler, to lead off. Batting second, the right fielder, Henry Bolte. And the shortstop, Ari Bialanales, hits third. Center fielder, Brian Buelvas, bats fourth. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Danny Bautista, Jr. Colby Alters at second base, hitting sixth. Cameron Masterman in left field, batting seventh. Batting eighth, the catcher, C.J. Rodriguez. Riding off the order, third baseman, Jose Escorche, batting ninth. Here we go. The first offering, called a strike. From the right-hander, Carter Spivey. As I look at you, Adam Jackson, who's your spotlight loco?
I'm going to go with Ari Bialanales tonight, Jesse.
Spivey, third base out of the rubber. The step back. The leg kick. Here it is. And Butler takes the fastball high. Fastball at 93 from Spivey. Rubianales, you say?
Yeah, the closest thing we had to a walk-off series winner on Sunday from him.
Are you calling this a Ruby Tuesday?
I guess I am. Yes,
yeah,
indeed.
Yeah. 1-1 pitch. Butler swings, whacks it on a line out towards short. Devers grabbed it before it touched the ground. Home plate umpire Dirk in the call. One away. Lake County leading 1-0. There comes Henry Bolte.
Well, did they have that played absolutely perfect or what?
Yeah.
Devers shaded up the middle towards second. That's a dying liner, and he was in the exact spot he needed to be. Just had to bend over and took it away in the air.
There's a lot of really good baseball slang for a situation like that. Here's Henry Bolte. Righty to righty. Down and away, ball one. One of them is, have you ever heard of a defender with postage stamp range? That is, they stand on a postage stamp, they can't move off of it. You could have put a postage stamp out there, Devers could have stood on it and still handled the out. The deal? Bolte takes, outside. Ball two. And another one, if you put Jose Devers, if you glued his feet to the ground, Johnny Butler's still out number one.
Put him in a telephone booth.
Here comes the 2-0. Outside ball three. Henry Bolte, if you've missed it, Bolte's batting eye has been exceptional. Oh, by the way, he knocked in 9 runs in the last 5 games against Great Lakes. Oh, by the way, he homered the last 2 games. That's a 3-0 pitch from Spivey. Down and away, not close. There's your first Lansing base runner. The one-out base on balls to Bolte. Now, Ari Bialanales. One on, one out. Bolte a threat to run. Lansing down 1-0 in the bottom of the first inning. Righty to righty. Anales takes. A strike called. That was on the outer reaches of the outside corner. Ruby Anales broke a 3-3 tie with a home run in the 9th inning on Sunday, helping Lansing grab the series win. Bolte runs. The pitch waved at a miss. A throw down the second. Hops in late. Bolte picks up his 14th steal. Head first into the keystone. No balls and 2 strikes on Angeles. I would like to say hello to Jay Navarro tuned in. Oh, we love Drew Swift, the Arizona State shortstop. We had him in Lansing. Jay, Drew's aunt, checking back into Lansing Locos Baseball. A 180 feet away from tying up the score. An 0-2 pitch from Spivey to Angeles. Line drive, base hit, right field past the diving Mooney. Bolte shown the windmill, and right field Lipscomb just plays it into Mooney. Relay throw is late. Bolte scores. RBI single, Angeles. It is a Ruby Tuesday, and a 1-1 tie.
Who would have thought they'd be open on Tuesdays, huh?
Anales knocks in his 23rd run and now Brian Wilbus. So after all that trouble that Lake County put lefty Will Johnston through in the top half, Lansing immediately equalizes. That was for you, Adam, the equalizer. Brian Wilbus takes ball one very high, and what a job by Tincher, the catcher, just back from the injured list. Tincher, by the way, behind the plate. Collado at first, Mooney at second. Devers, the shortstop, Furman's at third. In the outfield, C.J. Kafis is in left. Guy Lipscomb in right, and in between them, Justin Boyd. Though over to first, a back in standing Angeles. Collado gave him a glance. One ball and no strikes on Brian Wilbus. A one out, 1-1 game. Righty to righty. Here it comes from Spivey. Outside, ball two. Well, the Lugdos have seen Carter Spivey before. Made a start against Lansing back in that earlier series back in April in Eastlake. Did not last the first inning. His 2-0 to Buelbas. Anales runs. Inside corner, called a strike. Throw in, taken in front of the bag by Mooney. And Anales has the steal. It's his ninth swipe in 10 attempts. So A. Rebial following basically the formula shown to him by Henry Bolte. Get on, steal second, and then see if your teammate can knock you in. Anale singled in Bolte. Brian Wilbus, what you got? 2-1 pitch. Off the outside corner. Ball three. Boy, that earlier game for Carter Spivey did not go well for him or Lake County in the early going. Went two-thirds of an inning before Lansing showed him to the showers. It was back on April the 20th, but it was a game that the captains rallied back to win. Lansing scored four runs in the top of the first inning against Spivey. He faced eight batters and departed after a walk to the eighth hitter. And then Lake County scored five in the second, four in the third, three in the fourth, and routed Lansing 12-4. 3-1 pitch. Wilbus takes ball four outside. It's another difficult first inning for Spivey against the Lansing lineup. It has gone walk, single walk after the leadoff lineout.
I remember that day well, Jesse, because Lake County had Grass Appreciation Day.
Yes, they did. That's a good point. By the way, Lake County does not travel its broadcaster, Logan Petoskey, so we say shout out as there's a pitching mound conference. Kevin Arminio, the pitching coach, adjourning everyone together after a brief couple of words to Carter Spivey. Hello to Logan. Hello to Tyler Danberg. Hello, Morgan and Jen and the whole crew with the Lake County Captains. They rolled out the red carpet for us on that road trip in April.
He got us goodie bags? Man, Logan, he got us all sorts of good stuff. Some candy, some bubble gum. Pretty cool going out there. Water to stay hydrated.
They put my parents up in the Christmas suite.
Mm.
It was perfect.
Feliz Navidad.
Well, Buelbas at first, Anales at second, both with good speed. One out, tie game in the first. Righty, righty. Danny Bautista Jr. takes a called strike from Spivey. 94, getting that call on the outer edge of the corner. Spivey has been living outside on these right-handed hitters. Looks back, lifts the leg and throws. Dropped it in for a called strike, too. Danny Bautista Jr., Adam, the more he gets playing time, the more he collects base hits and bunches. Hit another two-hit game that he's coming off of. Batting 253 overall for the year, 22 games. The pitch, punch foul, and dodged by his on-deck teammate, Colby Halter. Did a full 360 to get out of the way.
When you like the fact that Danny's getting more routine playing time right now with Will Simpson, who's missed the last few games.
We do not expect Will to be on the shelf long. The pitch. Bautista Jr. takes a called strike three at the knees. Once again, outside corner. Spivey's first strikeout. Two down. with Will, it was a peculiar play at Great Lakes, a play that he was not involved in, and he rolled his ankle on an extra base hit by the Great Lakes Loons. He's the first baseman. Went to the wall in right field. All of our attentions turned on the ball and then the Loon scoring, and there was Will hopping gingerly on his ankle. But from all that we've heard, all prognosis is positive for his return. Here's Kobe Halter. He takes ball one high. So Adam, in the top half of the inning, Will Johnston, 28 pitches, 16 strikes. Right now, Carter Spivey, 20 pitches, 10 strikes, 10 balls. Game tied 1-1. Anales at second, Wobos at first. Spivey throws. Halter takes the breaking ball, hooking in. Out of called strike. Lake County didn't get the big hit in the top half of the inning. Guy Lipscomb had the RBI single, but Jake Fox and Jose Devers flat out to center field with two runners on and one out. Batista Jr. just struck out. Halter takes a fastball in. These innings, what I'm trying to say is they mirror one another, right? In the top half, two singles and a walk, one run. In the bottom half, two walks and a single, one run.
What you're saying is you don't think we're playing an hour 54 tonight.
There's still a chance, but something's going to need to change. 2-1 pitch. Low and away. Ball three. I think if you're Will Johnston, you say, all right, the guy's picked me up.
Loco's doing what the Loons did a lot to Lansing last week, where they were scoring right in the half inning after they gave up the runs.
Spivey's 3-1. Halter lines it, dropping quickly. Down in right center, base hit. Hops right over the diving Justin Boyd. Anale scores. A windmill shown for Brian Wilbos. No relay. He slides in. Colby Halter lands it second, and the Lansing Locos lead 3-1. So there's the big hit. Cameron Masterman coming up next for Lansing. Justin Boyd laid out for that sinking line drive in shallow right center. He couldn't get it, and because he couldn't, and then the ball bounced right over him, that meant an extra base for everybody. Cameron Masterman, right-hander against right-hander, two gone. Spivey throws. Masterman takes it, breaking outside. Ball one. Now Lake County forced to get some action up in its pen.
Kobe Halter's been a part of this offense that has heated up over the last week, Jesse.
That does go down as a two-run double for Colby. His seventh double, his 12th, his 13th RBIs. Spivey's pitch. Masterman takes a called strike. Good breaking ball. For Colby, the constant, Adam, I would argue, was he's been drawing walks this whole year. But now that bat is coming around. First career professional home run, bashed at Great Lakes. Spivey's 1-1. Masterman takes at the letters a called strike two.
And now this is the next guy, Jesse. Cameron Masterman, he feels like he's close. He struggled to start the year, but this is another big bat that if he could heat up as well, this offense becomes even more lethal.
Pitcher's pitch, 1-2. Down and away, gets away from Tincher, and Halter over to third. Two balls and two strikes on Masterman. Wild pitch rules the official score. Spivey's second wild pitch of the year. Boy, Carter Spivey. Started things off, Butler lined out to short, but then he walked Bolte, who stole second. Anale singled him in. Anale stole second, Wilbos walked. He struck out Batista. Halter doubles into, Halter's at third, and the break even out of Cam Masterman. Outside for ball three. If he walks Masterman, it would bring up C.J. Rodriguez. And remember, Rodriguez was the final batter that he faced when he went two-thirds of an inning the first time against Lansing, the eighth batter in the order. A payoff pitch, and a swing and a foul at home plate. He went with a big hook. Masterman got a piece. Adam Tulloch is warming up in the Lake County bullpen. Trout again, 3-2 pitch, Cam Masterman. Swing and a miss, got him. Two strikeouts for Spivey. He completes the first. He allows three runs on two walks and two hits. An RBI single by Angeles and a two-run double by Colby Halter left at third. The Locos lead the Captains 3-1. Go to the second inning from Jackson Field.
Imagine the hospital experience. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine you're a child. This is why Starlight exists. Starlight programs help kids in the hospital cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
As we go into the second inning, Lansing 3, Lake County 1. Lefty Will Johnston for the Lansing Locos against 7-8-9. Boyd Collado Tincher. First, Justin Boyd grounds the first pitch he sees, left side foul, hopping off the railing. That's strike one. Justin Boyd, 6 feet tall, 201 pounds, out of Parker, Colorado, the former Oregon State Beaver. Breaking ball down and in. One ball and one strike. And my guess is that he knows Lansing hitting coach Kevin Kuzmanoff, because Kuz knows the Coloradans. Here's the break even. Lifted out to left center field. Brian Robas, the center fielder, dashing over. It's down for a base hit, taken in on a hop by Masterman. Boyd rushes for second, and the throw-in overshoots Halter. It's backed up by Batista Jr. It's a stand-up double for Justin Boyd.
Well, you got to give a lot of credit to Lake County. Nobody has been able to touch Will Johnston, and now it's only been two outings. But coming into this third outing, they've already had three hits, a walk, and they've got a chance to score potentially some more runs in this second inning.
Hang on just a second. The athletic trainer for the Lake County Captains, Frank Sammons, is on his way out. I believe that's Frank. This is where Lake County does not travel with media personnel, so you can correct me. They have a head athletic trainer in Frank Sammons. The assistant athletic trainer is Matt Beauregard. And Justin Boyd is trying to jog off some pain out towards shallow center. And they're convinced. And the athletic trainer and the manager coaching at third, Omir Santos, head back. Good to see. Well, Will Johnston against Mike Collado, the switch hitter, batting from the right side. Hitting 286. 3-1 Lansing. The pitch breaks high. Ball one. He is not sharp. There was a time when Mike Collado was the hottest hitter in the Midwest League. A ball one offering. Fouled straight back. Adam, let me take you through Corriado's stats against Lansing, okay? 4 games. 6 hits, including a home run, plus he drew 3 walks. So his on-base percentage was .500. He hit .400. And he wrote that to the top of the Midwest League leaderboard, a lot of different offensive stats. Collado swings, grounds to shortstop. Anales holds the runner. Throws to first. One gone. Collado has been slumping, and so dropped down to the eighth spot in the order. Here comes Johnny Tincher. It is so good to welcome Tincher back to action. He was injured against Lansing back on April the 18th. He was doing some really good things offensively, defensively. Has not played in a game since then. 3-1 Lansing leads. The pitch. He flies it in the infield. Second baseman Halter wants it. Makes the catch as Boyd walks back to second. Anale still asking for the baseball. What do you think Justin Boyd's reaction is to that? Hey, Rubio flew in to cover at the bag. Two outs.
No infield fly, but yes, that was an infield fly.
Which is weird, right? You don't say flied out to second. But they don't call it the infield pop rule. Top of the order, Nate Furman. Lefty versus lefty, two outs, runner at second. The pitch. Fastball for a called strike. Like, I always grew up, Adam, you never said, a flyout was a ball that went to the outfield. A pop-out was a ball that stayed in the infield or went high enough you could take it in shallow outfield grass. Johnson's 0-1. Furman swings, lines it left side, beyond Anales, base hit to left center. Boyd around third, he's coming in to score. A throw comes in from Masterman to second base as Boyd steps on the plate, and he is really limping now. Oh, Justin Boyd made it around. I don't know if Boyd is going to continue in this game. It's an RBI single for Nate Furman. Lake County trails 3-2. Omir Santos immediately came over to check on him. Something happened on the Boyd double. And then, Adam, I think it reoccurred. I hope it wasn't aggravated further, because he made it to third, no problem. It was coming home. Something happened. Here's Alex Mooney. Instead, throw goes into first base.
Yeah, I think it's just him. It was the first time he had to sprint again. The two times he sprinted, you know, because he did some warm-up jogs, but that's tough to see this early on in this series, in this game.
3-2, the Caps trail. Two outs, runner at first. The pitch. Mooney, check swing, bounced in. Furman tears for second. No throw by Rodriguez. They appeal. He did not swing, says the bases umpire Shears. Boy, the Lansing dugout didn't like that. One ball and no strikes. By the way, before it escapes me, Nate Furman is 2-for-2. Single, scored a run in the first, RBI single in the second. Remember he did this to Lansing and Eastlake?
Yep, the Paladin.
Furman, a fake over to second. The Will Johnston fake. I frankly would like to see a quarterback try that as a pump fake. See who buys it. Ball and offering. Mooney fouls it straight back. That was a heavy rip. It just, here's what I'm thinking about right now, Adam, is that Lake County might have gotten Johnny Tincher back. You hope that they don't lose Justin Boyd. A 1-1 pitch from Johnston. And that locks up Mooney in a called strike. We'll see if Justin Boyd heads back out to center field in the bottom half of this inning. One in the first, one in the second so far for Lake County. Down to Lansing by a run. Lefty to righty. The pitch. Mooney a check swing. Downed it in. 2-2. No strikeouts yet for Will Johnston, who has made his name with an amazing number of strikeouts over the course of the young season. Last time out, three hitless innings, whiffed 8 Great Lakes Loons. 2-2. Mooney lines it off the shin of Johnston, knocks it down, picks it up, fires to first. In time, they get the out. Side retired in the top of the second inning. We'll see how Will is feeling. Lake County, though, gets another run. The leadoff double by Boyd. Furman singles him in. Furman left at second. As we go to the bottom half of the second inning, our score: Lake County trailing Lansing by a 3-2 margin.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
And now to the bottom half of the second inning, Lugnuts 3, Captains 2. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Righty-righty, C.J. Rodriguez takes a called strike from the righty, Carter Spivey. By the way, new captain to tell you about defensively. Jonah Advincula is now in to play center field. Justin Boyd is out. The windup, the pitch. That skips down and away. Adam, question for you. You remember that you were taking a close study of all the Great Lakes Loons' pitching mechanics? Doesn't it look like Carter Spivey's mechanics resemble those? It's a small step back. There it comes with the left foot. Small step, leg kick, the pitch. That is lifted high in the air on the right side of the diamond. Second baseman Mooney wants it, trotting to his left for the catch. That Rodriguez pops out for out number one.
Well, that's great irony, you saying that's one small step back and Mooney makes the catch. One giant leap towards getting out of this half inning.
You know, we have seen an Armstrong this year in the Midwest League. Here's Jose Escorche. Sam Armstrong for the South Bend Cubs. Righty to righty. A dribbler. Left of the mound, third baseman Furman grabs, throws. He is safe at first base. Late, pulled Coyado away from the bag. Infield single, Jose Escorche.
No gravity issues on that ground ball. great hustle, though, by Escorche. It's a high-hopping ball. It's tough to play. Furman's got to come in on it. Great work by Escorche just to take what he got there and get aboard.
I'm quickly saying, do we have anybody in this series who is from Houston? We don't, so we don't have a problem, right?
Well, apparently we do have a problem.
Here's Johnny Butler. Butler's 0-for-1 with the line out to short. Locos up 3-2 in the second. Butler takes. Strike called inside corner. Sam Armstrong is a pitcher. Neil Armstrong, the astronaut. It strikes me that Armstrong is such a better last name for a pitcher.
Way better.
Runner leading away from first base is Scorche with speed. Starts and stops, the breaking ball down. One ball, one strike to Butler. Just getting this series going, and it's a big night tonight. In the fifth inning, we are going to be joined by Jeff Lazarus from Strikeout Baseball. And also a Baseball Hall of Famer. John Smoltz will be in. I'll spin the pickoff, though, over. Scorche back in. He knows a little something about broadcasting games.
He knows a little thing about playing games as well.
Native of Lansing. Starred at Waverly. In town throughout the first pitch tonight. 1-1 pitch from Spivey. Butler whacks it foul left side and over the rooftop back toward Michigan Avenue.
On top of all the history in the state of Michigan for baseball and certainly the capital city. Pretty cool to boast that the two lead broadcasters for the World Series are from the Lansing area, John Smoltz being half the combo.
Spivey's 1-2 pitch to Butler. Instead of pickoff, though, Escorche safely back in standing. You know, Miami calls itself the cradle of coaches. Lansing, cradle of broadcasters.
I like it. I like it. Jesse, you're basically a Lansing native now. We've adopted you, so you're
Thank
in
you.
That you're in that cradle.
Adam, native of Eden Rapids, from the area. 1-2, up and away. Catcher Tincher gave a look.
I believe you were looking for nice area.
Nice. Henry Bolte is waiting on deck. The pitch to Butler. Runner moves. It's chopped on the right side. Nifty backhand Coyado turns around, takes it to his base. All the while, Escorche moves into scoring position. Two outs.
Tell you what, that in-between hop can make you look really silly, and Coyado made it look really easy. Nice pick. Harder out than it's going to go down in the scorecard as.
Well, this field is not an easy field. We have seen it give all sorts of untrue hops.
And, Jesse, it's even more battered this week because the GLIAC tournament was going on all last week as well. So you can see all the...
Henry Bolte takes a called strike from Spivey.
All the splotchiness from it. And, again, the ground crew has done as best a job they could, but it was being occupied last week. A lot of games.
Bolte in the first inning, a walk, a steal. He scored the first of three runs. Locos are up 3-2. Spivey delivers outside. It's so funny. Getting into baseball, I have learned that head groundskeepers universally agree. You know what's terrible for baseball fields is playing baseball on them. There's nothing better than taking care of your baseball field, and then baseball players have to go and ruin it. Spivey with the 1-1. Down low.
That must be how the uniforms feel, too.
Oh, this bright new uniform. Lansing wearing the turquoise, the home white pants, and then a guy goes out and starts sliding around on it. Can't send a field through the dry cleaners. Hitters count on 2-1 for Bolte. Here's the pitch. That's called a strike at the knees on the outside corner. That is pinpoint from Spivey. 2-2 to Henry Bolte with two outs. Anales on deck. Carter Spivey looking for a scoreless second inning. Looks back at Escorche. Here it comes. Outside for ball three. Could he walk Bolte again? Henry Bolte has drawn 20 walks in 32 games. And that is picking up steam. Payoff pitch to the 20-year-old, youngest player on the team. Swing and a foul tip hung onto by Tincher. Struck him out. Third K for Spivey. He strands Escorche in scoring position. And he sends us to the third inning. Lick County down to Lansing, 3-2. Adam Jaxa back with the call when we return.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things, and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists, to bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
This is Vince Cotrodio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
We'll be right back.
Hello there from Jackson Field on Tuesday, May 14, 2024. The Lansing Locos and the Lake County Captains tonight. And it's been a high-scoring affair through two innings, 3-2. Lansing leads. They scored three in the first. Lake County scored one in the first and the second. Will Johnston has not quite been as sharp as what we'd seen the first two outings, where he threw 14 strikeouts and didn't give up a run and only had one walk, giving up his first two runs in the league tonight. First pitch home. Fastball is sliced up in the air. Third base side foul. C.J. Kafis leads off. It's three lefties against the lefties in this third. Kafis, Guy Lipscomb, and Jake Fox, combined those two of the three, have reached a walk and an RBI single. Kafis the walk. The pitch. Check swing on the slider. Did he offer? Yes, he did. They checked it. And this time, Alex Shears, the first base umpire down there, said he went around. Lugnuts trying to put together their fourth straight win and continue their longest winning streak of 2024. Here's an 0-2 pitch on its way. Slider down low. Kafis lays off of it. And Lake County coming in. Here they took 9 of 13. It was a unique homestand for Lake County. They had to make up a loss game to Fort Wayne. So they actually played the Tin Caps 7 times. And they took 5 of 7 from Fort Wayne. And they took 4 of 6 against Dayton before falling on Sunday. 1-2. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. And there is the first strikeout for Will Johnston. So that looks more of what we have seen from the lefty. Now here comes Guy Lipscomb. 3-2, Lansing leading in the Locos uniforms tonight on a Copa Day. The pitch. Fastball, outside corner, strike one. Tacos and tall boys at Jackson Field tonight. And there's all sorts of good food down in the concourse. Jesse, I'm stuffed. The pitch. This is kicked back up out of play. No balls, two strikes. We did some taste testing for the concourse ballpark food before this one got underway.
It was a full taste of Jackson Field.
And it tasted pretty good. We tried pizza. Pitch home. That's down low. One ball, two strikes. There were tacos down there. There was a taco helmet / just all sorts of ingredients.
The burrito bowl.
Yeah, exactly. There's the, what, Steakadelphia? Is that down there? They've got all sorts of goods. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts against Kafis and Lipscomb. Two outs.
Switch has flipped.
Well, 41 pitches, 25 first strikes through the first two innings, but you're exactly right. Six strikes, eight pitches, and his first two strikeouts. Now here's Jake Fox, the lefty, trying to K the lefties. The pitch, that's down low, ball one. Now, the other one that I had was the hot dog of the homestands, which Chef makes based on the team. She makes different ingredients for the team that's coming in based on the city. 1-0. That's a breaking ball on the outside corner, strike one. So the hot dog of the homestand is a Polish dog, and it's got homemade Cleveland mustard on it and kimchi. Pretty darn good. 1-1 pitch. That's popped up out of play. One ball, two strikes.
You know the Cleveland mustard. They're very proud of their special ballpark mustard in Cleveland.
I'm going to tell you what, Jesse. I'm a very picky eater, and I was enjoying all the tastes of the hot dog of the homestand. 1-2. Breaking ball in there. Called strike three. Johnston's back. And Will strikes out all three lefties, Kafis, Lipscomb, and Fox. And we are off to the bottom of the third. 3-2, our score, Lansing in front.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents, we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Guess who's back? Back again. Will Johnston's back. And we are telling all of you, our friends, 3-2, Lansing leads as we head to the bottom of the third. Will Johnston strikes out the side. Hit him with the Aggie trick. A hat trick of strikeouts. And now here comes the Locos to try and add on to their one-run lead. Aribio Angeles, Brian Puelmas, and Danny Bautista come to the plate as they face the righty Carter Spivey. The pitch home. Angeles chops it back foul. Strike one. Aribio Angeles provided the RBI single in the first inning. That helped Lansing get on the board. They would score three total runs. Those are the three runs they have to help them be in front by a run. Pitch home. That's down low. One ball, one strike. Well, Jesse talks about it earlier. Carter Spivey has already made it much longer than the first outing against Lansing back on April 20th, where he lasted just two-thirds of an inning. Pitch home. Fought off, sent towards center, and it's knocked in for a base hit. It was hanging up to the left of second, but it got through between Devers and Mooney, and Angeles is 2-for-2.
He is such a good hitter, Adam.
Just kind of sawed that one off and muscled it out to center field. And he is red hot right now. Angeles had that winner on Sunday, his home run that sent Lansing home with a series win. Had four total hits against Great Lakes, triple homer, four knocked in, couple of walks. Pitch home. Fastball misses outside to Brian Puelmas. 3-2. Lansing leads bottom three on a low 60s degree night on this Tuesday in mid-May. Righty-righty matchup here. Spivey set, throws home. Line drive, punch the other way for a base hit. Angeles speeds around second. Lipscomb throws it to third, and Angeles speeds in and beats the tag with a foot first slide. They're at the corners with nobody out to open up the third. These are the guys that have been doing the damage. Lansing, remember, they were shut out on Tuesday against Great Lakes. They just came back with vengeance the rest of the week. Puelmas, Angeles each had homers out there. Lansing combined for five home runs on Saturday and Sunday after they hadn't hit any all week, and all four of their wins were comeback victories. Here's Danny Bautista Jr. from the right side. The pitch, there goes the runner to second base. The throw down to second is tagged in time on the top of the head of Puelmas. Mooney got it down, and there's the first caught runner for the Locos tonight. So one down. Lansing now 51 for 69 in steals this year. Pitch home. Bautista shoots it through the right side for a base hit. Angeles trots in 4-2 nuts. Just a simple poke the other way from Danny Bautista Jr.
I want to go back with Carter Spivey, Adam. Spivey, after the Lugnuts knocked him out way back when in April on the 20th. 6 innings, 1 run against West Michigan. 6 innings, 2 runs against Fort Wayne. 6 innings, 1 run against Dayton. The rest of the Midwest League has not had this kind of success against him.
Well, welcome to one of the better offenses in the Midwest League as Colby Halter steps up. Lansing now with 3 hits to open this frame. Singles from Angeles, Buelbas, and Bautista, 3, 4, and 5. And here comes the lefty who doubled in the first. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. And a pitch low and inside. I mean, Jesse, this is a team, Lansing, second coming into tonight with 174 runs. First in walks with 165. OBP, third best in the league, just under 350. Top 4 in steals. They have been productive to start 2024. The pitch, runner takes off. The throwdown is well in time. The tag, no, he missed him. And Bautista gets in. The throw looked like it was in time, but Danny did a great job sliding topside a second, and Lansing has swiped their third bag.
Amir Santos just came to the top step of the dugout for Lake County. He considered it. Now he's going right back in. It was close. The bases umpire Shears, though, put himself with a great angle to see that play.
And again, I think the ball beat him, Jesse, but yes, the slide was good. And Danny finds a way.
I was totally prepared for back-to-back caught stealings.
This pitch is fouled, first base side. You and me both. It looked like they had him, and it looked like it wasn't going to be close. I mean, that ball was in the hands of Devers there with Bautista sliding into him in front of the bag, but he got in. Now can Colby Halter knock him in? Looking for his third RBI in the first few innings. 4-2, Lansing leads. The pitch, swing and a miss. And that is strikeout number 4 on a great off-speed pitch that broke out of the zone on Halter.
You can see why Spivey has been so effective this year. On the base hits in this inning, Anales muscling to center. Right, Bautista Jr. just off the end of the bat into right field.
Can Cameron Masterman figure him out? It's a tough pitch when you're working that off the fastball. Righty-righty, 2 outs, runner at second, 4-2 Lansing. The pitch, Bowen outside, ball 1 to Masterman. He is trying to break through here, average sits under 190. He's knocked in 9 this year, but he is just not been himself yet to start this year, coming off a 1-for-13 series in Great Lakes. He did walk 3 times, though. 1-0 pitch. Checked it, and it gets to the backstop. And do we get a foul ball? Yes, we do. Time was called late there from Ian Durkin, and Lansing's dugout wondering what the call was, but that must have hit the knob of the bat or somewhere close to the handle. Because it's 1-1 on Masterman, and they send Bautista back to second base. They play the righty to pull to the left side of the infield. Big gap between second and first. Mooney stands close to the bag at second. The pitch. A little bit outside. 2-1. Lansing with 4 runs already and 6 hits through the first 3 innings. And still have a chance to get more here in the third. Spivey step, third base side of the slab. Here's the come home. Slider in on the outside corner, strike 2. Cameron Masterman, where's number 2? The 6'2", 215-pound, 25-year-old. Undrafted free agent in 2022. Played his ball down at Louisville. Kentucky native through and through. Slightly open stance from the right side. Holds the bat in front of him and waits. The break-even pitch. Way outside and low. CJ Rodriguez waits on deck. He had some big swings in Midland. Wondering if the momentum carries over, but that could be a season-changing series that we just watched last week in Midland. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider gets Masterman. Down he goes. Second strikeout for Cameron. Fifth strikeout for Carter Spivey. We are off to the fourth. Lansing does put a run on. They're in front 4-2.
Many of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges. Mental health struggles, housing obstacles, employment, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At the Bob Woodruff Foundation, we raise awareness about the tough challenges veterans and military families face and invest in solutions to help support them in the next chapter of their lives. And with one solution comes the next. We solve a housing situation, we increase employment opportunities. We solve employment problems, we address food insecurity. We solve food insecurity, we impact physical and mental health issues. Learn more about our work at bobwoodrufffoundation.org/success.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Three down, six to go in the series opener between Lansing and Lake County. The first series here in Lansing between the two. The Lugnuts won the first series in East Lake back in mid-April. They took 4-6. Right now they're winning 4-2 as we head to the fourth. And a big third inning for Will Johnson. He locked back in his first three strikeouts, struck out the 3, 4, and 5 hitters. Now he faces Jose Devers to open up the fourth. Lefty-righty, the pitch. In on the hands, twisted foul. That heads up into the seats to distract the fans that are doing the wave. Lake County arched across the chest of those gray uniforms in gold writing tonight. Lansing with gold writing as well on top of their turquoise unis. The pitch is a bouncing ball hit towards short. Charging is Angeles. Has it. Throws on the grass towards first in time. Caught by Bautista. One down. So now we will see the first at bat of the game from Jonah Advincula. Justin Boyd unfortunately has to exit after his double. He came in to score but limped to the dugout. The pitch. Advincula takes it down low. Ball one. 237 average. OBP sits up over 350. He's knocked in 10 this year. He can swipe bags as well when he gets on. He's stolen 9. Lefty-lefty matchup. The pitch. Up and in. 2 balls, no strikes. Since giving up a run in the first and the second, Johnston has set down 5 straight captains. 4-2, Lansing leads, top 4. One out, nobody on. Pitch home. Tapper foul at the plate. That series back in Lake County, Lansing took the first two games. They won 5-4 and 6-1. Lake County came back and won a tight one 6-5, which Lansing, I feel like, felt that one got away because they easily could have won that one as well. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball grabs that outside corner, 2-2. Then the Nuts came back, won 5-2 in game 4. Got beat 12-4 in the fifth game. And then on Sunday, a chance to win the series, and they came up in a big way with a 10-4 victory. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him on the outside. Nice fastball right there at 91. Fourth strikeout for Johnston. So that's now 2 series wins for Lansing after they won the series a couple of days ago in Great Lakes. They had to win it on Sunday, and they did it coming from behind. Here's Mike Coyotto from the right side. Stands in the way of another 1-2-3 frame for the lefty Johnston. Throws. Check swing. And that's sent up to the sweets. Ooh. A big carom off the bottom of the eaves trough and dropped down. And I think the fans are trying to find that thing right now. That thing came in hot. The 0-1 pitch. Down low, one ball, one strike. Normally, if you get a carom, you're going to get a little bit of an easier fielding opportunity. And that was just a check swing that landed all the way up at sweet level. 4-2 Lansing, top four, two outs, bases clear. Johnston throws. On the ground, weakly hit towards second. Halter has it, shuffles, throws to first, and it's in time. Seven straight retired by the Texas A&M Aggie. That's looking more like Will. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Lansing in front, 4-2.
Dan, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Off to the bottom of the fourth we go. Trivia time here in Michigan State Capitol. It's a little bit chillier evening. Downtown Lansing, just over 60 degrees. But Lansing in front, 4-2. Three runs in the first, one in the third. And after Lane County scored a run in the first and the second, Will Johnson has been lights out. He struck out four and shut down seven straight batters. Now the Nuts bring up 8-9-1 against Carter Spivey. Starts with C.J. Rodriguez. Flied out to second his first at bat. Ready, ready matchup. Spivey set from the stretch. Chest high hold for him as he looks in. Steps back and throws. Lifted out to shallow center field. Measured by Advincula comes in. And he makes the catch. One out. Jesse, aren't you so much more proud of me for my ability to say Advincula a second time around?
Practice makes perfect. You just needed reps.
It's a tough one to say, but it is a fun one to say. And happy he's in tonight, but unfortunately, hoping that Justin Boyd's all right. He came in to take over for him a couple innings ago. Here's Jose Escorche from the right side. The pitch home. Checked it. Didn't go around. And it's one ball, no strikes. Four to two, Lansing leads here thanks to six hits, scoring runs in the first and the third inning. Spivey throws. Breaking ball comes inside. Two balls, no strikes. Escorche was able to reach in that second inning. He had kind of a infield bunt single, just tapped it up the third base side and was able to beat it out. 2-0 pitch. That's up high. Three balls, no strikes. So some runs given up by Spivey, but he's also had five strikeouts. His slider has looked great and has fooled multiple Nuts tonight. 3-0 pitch. That's in there at the bottom of the zone, strike one. The former East Carolina Pirate, he signed as a free agent by Cleveland back in January. And he had eight starts with the Frontier or with the Florence Yalls. Pitch. That's up high, ball four. We mentioned he struggled in his first outing against Lansing, but he's been pretty good for the Captains. And no surprise, boy, Cleveland They have done an excellent job as an organization developing pitchers over and over again. And we'll see if Spivey can continue that trend even as a free agent. Runner on with one out. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. 4-2 Lansing leads. Johnny Butler to the plate. The first pitch is in there for a strike. Throw down back to first. And in safely is Escorche. All right, Jesse, you ready for some trivia here in this fourth inning?
Let's go for it.
Okay, Will Johnston out of Keller, Texas and Keller High School. There are a couple big baseball names that have come out of that high school. The 0-1 pitch. This is on the ground, hit over towards second to his left. Mooney, he can't make the play. It hits off the lip and heads into right field. As Escorche rounds second, he's over to third. And they're at the corners on the E4 from Alex Mooney. Well, we said this field, it took its amount of baseball this last week with the GLIAC tournament being here. 11 games were played. But that one looked, it just caught off the outfield lip and surprised Mooney. And a break here for Lansing.
In general, this is a pretty lock-solid Lake County defense. Alex Mooney's been the one player who's had his struggles this year. His bat has been great, but that's his team-leading seventh error.
30th year on the captains this year. Here's Henry Bolte from the right side. The pitch home. This is on, no, it's caught by Coyado, and he steps on first base. Bolte chucks his bat, and that is going to do it for the fourth inning. Well, your trivia question quickly. There are two major leaguers currently that have come from Keller High School. Who are they? We'll get to that in the seventh. We will get to John Smoltz coming up with Jesse here in the fifth.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Same House was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The Same House, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
Hi, this is Jenny Kavner, voice of the A's on NBC Sports California. Now back to Lug Nuts Baseball.
We return for the fifth inning. Lansing leading Lake County 4-2. We return with company because this is a very special night. Lansing lefty Will Johnston will take on these Lake County captains. Johnny Tincher, Nate Furman, Alex Mooney, 9-1-2 coming up. I'm joined by Jeff Lazarus and by John Smoltz, returning back home to Lansing because we are talking strikeout baseball. This is special. So first, welcome to both of you gentlemen.
It's my first time, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen it from afar. Obviously, I grew up here, but first time in the stadium. What a cool stadium, cool setting. Looks like a pitcher's park.
Especially if you've got a fast outfield.
Yeah.
Johnny Tincher stepping in. How many times have you been here, Jeff?
I've been to quite a few games, but never up in the booth, that's for sure. This is pretty cool.
John's comfortable at the microphone.
You think?
Johnny Tincher hits it high in the air out to left field. Cam Masterman to his right down the line. Analyze the shortstop out, but it's Masterman with the catch in foul ground. One gone. So we're talking baseball. We're watching baseball. John, I asked you earlier today, strikeout baseball. Tell me about it. I loved your description.
Yeah, I mean, the easiest way to describe it is everyone's kind of familiar with Top Golf. You know, Top Golf has created an avenue for maybe people who would never play golf or step on a golf course or You know, it gives them a feeling that they could play a little bit of what golf's like by hitting into targets and doing some things.
Nate Furman steps in. Ball one to him from the lefty Johnston. It's 4-2. Lansing is leading Lake County in the fifth inning.
And this would be the version of pickup baseball. You know, baseball takes a village to play 9-on-9.
Yes.
So we can play 5-on-5 in our stadium, up to 1-on-1. And you know what? It's going to be cool to give kids an opportunity that may not get an may never have swung a bat or thrown a ball. And all the reward systems on our wall, you know, single, double, triple, home run, and outs are all hit where you hit it to the wall. It's an enclosed with a netting. And I grew up on it. That's how my buddy and I, that's what we did our whole life growing up in Lansing, Michigan. So with Jeff's idea and passion for a long time, we got together, and it's going to be great.
That way you could play one-on-one.
You
didn't
one-on-one.
Need everybody else. You said, let's just go play ball today.
Yeah, we did it with a chimney as our strike zone, and we put a tape on this chimney, and if the ball hit the square, obviously it was a strike.
Yeah.
And then we put cones or objects out behind us. If you hit it that far, it was a single. Hit it a little farther, double, triple, home run. And so one-on-one, we would be able to play, and we'd have ghost runners and everything that was happening. You know, when you go to other venues, like go to a basketball court, all you need is a basketball. You can kind of
that's right.
Kind of do things. Baseball is a little more complicated.
Nate Furman on the ground is short. Anales to first. Two outs.
So this is going to be a way for kids to, again, get introduced to a version of baseball that maybe they would never be. And if nothing else, they'll maybe gravitate towards being a baseball fan. Who knows, you know. Down the road, we might develop a player or two out of Lansing, in the right a mile from here.
Well, you get kids playing baseball, and you get kids playing it often because they're enjoying it, and you never know. That's where it all starts, right?
Yeah.
As you said, like develop that love. Really get everyone back to just playing the game.
And now that the game's our game,
yes,
is getting a little more athletic and more motion and action. It might not be as boring to them as it was maybe 3 years ago. So our game's moving again, and maybe the timing of this is perfect.
It's the pitch clock. You look up, you go, oh, there's two outs, there's nobody on. I want to talk the past, present, and future. This is the overarching idea. This is how you grew up. Jeff, take me through you, the very start of strikeout baseball for you.
Just like John, you know, we grew up playing different versions. We would find a way to play baseball. We would make tape balls, tennis balls, whatever it took. We Saturday mornings, you know, I tell stories how we would play 9-on-9, have 9 kids waiting to play the winning team. You're talking 30 kids at a park.
I love it.
We'll never see that, you know. So that's why we thought that in creating something unique and different where 2 kids, 4 kids, 6 kids can just play some pickup baseball, it's exciting.
Totally safe. Great environment. Right for them. Alex Mooney is the batter for Lake County. 2 outs. Base is clear. The southpaw Johnston's pitch. Check swing and a foul at home. So this is how it began. And I want to ask you, June is the opening, right?
We're hoping. Yeah, we're hoping to get everything geared towards opening late June. You know, a lot of things in this project, a lot of moving parts, a lot of endeavors. And Jeff and his board has done an incredible job getting us this point. And I can't wait to throw out the first pitch.
I love it. Love it. This pitch, foul, back and out of play. StrikeoutBaseballUSA.org is how you can find all the information. Support the project. Learn more. The videos are great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's been a kind of a cool thing in having, you know, John be involved not only with his name and accolades and accomplishments, but just his heart for the community. You know, you can hear him say several times, this is a great reason for him to come back to his hometown. And it's just great to see his love for the kids and the community and doing something that's, you know, it's paramount to the game. We need the growth and development. We need to get these kids with a bat and a ball and a glove and play our national pastime, right?
Look at you coming back a day before your birthday.
Yeah, that, you know, I was telling my mom, it's been 30 years maybe or more since I've been in Michigan on my birthday.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing how quick time flies. Watching these young men try to navigate not only minor league baseball, but someday get to the big leagues. And that's where I was 39 years ago. Not in parks quite as nice as this, but nonetheless.
Still 90 feet,
that's
60
right.
feet, 6 inches. Johnston to Mooney. Count is full. It's so fun to think about you talking about not just the pitching, but the hitting.
Yeah.
Because I have heard legends, the late Clyde Weir would tell about seeing you. and seeing you at the plate and the big home run that you hit, Diamond Classic, right?
Yeah, it's my favorite memory of anything I've ever been part of in baseball. And people assume it'd be Game 7 of Minnesota, and it's close.
That's a fair ball up the third base side, eluding Escorche. Gets into the Lake County pen. Moody heading for second base. Cam Masterman over to pick it up and get it in. Two-out double for Lake County.
Yeah, the story of that game was more than just, you know, it was kind of like a, we were severe underdogs, you know. Played for Lansing Waverly, won the game on Friday, won the game on Monday, and then the championship was on Wednesday, and I was just absolutely tired, you know. Complete game. And then it came in relief, actually, pitched five innings in relief, and then hit a walk-off home run, my last swing ever in high school. So that'll always be a memory that I never forget.
That's the last pitch today, it looks like, for Will Johnston, as Lansing is going to take a look at the pen. Manager Craig Conklin heads out there. And Jack Owen, the Auburn Tiger, jogs in. Lefty replacing lefty. Talking to a righty, a Hall of Famer John Smoltz and Jeff Lazarus. Your last name comes with connotations. But there's not something being brought back from the dead. This is something being brought to life. A great idea, a great notion. It's Strikeout Baseball USA, creating a field full of dreams. A baseball stadium experience coming to the shadow of the Capitol building in Lansing, Michigan. Today as we speak, it is May 14th, 2024. What have been the biggest obstacles leading into what you see where that finish line is around the corner?
You know, I think the evolvement of the project itself, because there's been a lot of growth and development in the way of what we initially thought of, some of the layout, some of the rules, some of the different aspects of the game, I think, have changed along the way. And then, of course, during the development project, we've encountered some, you know, cost differences and some things that have happened in the world of construction. So it made it a little difficult this past year, but we say we're rounding third. I think we're closer to home. We're going to get this thing open. We've been working on this for a while, and we're just excited because now that it's actually half built and we're almost there, you see the excitement in the community and the people that are involved, not just our board, but really kudos to the sponsors and the people that care about Lansing. For people in our community, leaders, presidents of companies, CEOs, to see John coming back home and being a part of this has really given us a lot of momentum, and now a lot of people really see and hear about what we're doing.
Yeah.
And that's what really drives me, is to go, wow, what a cool thing that we have so many community leaders that see John stepping up to the plate, pun intended, to be a part of something cool for the kids. Wow, pretty powerful.
I mean, it feels like a cliche, but it really is for the kids.
It really is.
Jack Owen steps in against the number three hitter in the order, C.J. Kafis. At second base, Alex Mooney. Lake County down by a pair on the top of the fifth inning.
So I got a little story to share with you.
Yes, sir.
So our facility is going to have a net over the top. It's totally enclosed. Talking almost a 5,000 square foot piece of netting. I ordered it last year. August comes, pull up in my driveway. I got three big boxes sitting in front of my garage. And I went, oh man, they sent it in three pieces. I said, I'm going to have to sew this thing together. Mr. Smoltz here had made a phone call to Wilson. I opened up some boxes, and it was boxes full of brand new, beautiful leather baseball gloves that we are going to give to the kids in Lansing. And we're going to arm these kids to play our game. And we're going to give them bats and balls and gloves, and kudos to John for caring enough just to take the initiative to make a phone call with his connections and the people in the world of baseball and sports to care enough about these kids to do something like that. I get choked up talking about it. It's pretty powerful.
That's sensational.
Think about it when we were kids, if somebody would just gave us a brand new glove, you know?
Mooney to third on the wild pitch, that would mean the world.
Right.
Would mean the world. John, who, as you've told about strikeout baseball, what reactions have really struck you?
Well, I think the biggest thing is once they understand the concept, you know, we live in a technology world where everything's instant access, right? And kids, rightfully so, everything's done for them. So the imagination of things, which we grew up on.
Slicing down the left field line, that's a foul ball.
We grew up figuring it out. You know, I would take four buddies and we'd go to the park in Lansing and we'd play right field out and we'd figure out how to play a game. Well, now, you know, this is going to bring back kind of some of that imagination, and we'll integrate technology. But when people understand what it's doing and how it works, they're like, wow, that's a cool concept, yeah. Right? Because, you know, things start. I'm sure people thought, What is this pickleball thing? Like, this is this has got to be crazy.
I needed to play it to understand it.
And we feel like this has the same capability once people understand that, like, this is a backyard pickup baseball fun endeavor that won't have the stress surrounding all the stress that 8, 9, 10, 11-year-olds have today, which is just really... I could go on what that's doing to youth in baseball. But this is going to be cool.
The external stress on them. Just saying, hey, go out and play some baseball.
It's not a hard ball.
That's a base hit in the left field. Mooney scores. Kafis delivers for Lake County. Masterman gets it in. A two-out RBI single for the captain's left fielder. And it's a one-run game.
Yeah, we'll have a softer kind of rubber ball.
Yeah, tell me about this ball because Jeff's got this ball. Sky bounce, major league.
The one thing about baseball and why it's a not a sport for everybody is that being able to throw a hard baseball and hit it is one of the hardest things in the world to do, right?
Yes.
And we want to kind of equip kids the opportunity to have fun, you know, and not be in the way of something that's going to be coming at you at 100 miles an hour. So this ball will serve. I grew up on a kind of a ball similar to that where you threw it against a brick wall and it came back to you as a rubber ball.
Yeah.
Some of the ones lately don't do that. They come back like an egg. But this is going to be really fun. The ball's going to stay in the park. And, you know, we're not looking to have a scenario where we're going to get kids out there throwing 90 mile an hour. that's not what we're about. We're about trying to create the opportunity for you and your friends to go and play and play pickup baseball.
And peace of mind for parents, right? Hey, the kids will be safe. They're having a good time.
It's free. Anyone can show up, just like a basketball court. You know, let's just show up.
Yes.
Game's over. Next people up. Hopefully we got that problem of waiting lists and people hanging on the fence trying to get back inside the stadium.
Was the idea – go ahead, Jeff.
No, go ahead.
Well, first, how about this 2-2 pitch? Guy Lipscomb takes ball three. So – was the idea pretty much ready-made as was? Or when you're actually looking at, here's what the targets are, how much of that did you work out the kinks over the time?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that Jeff's been, this model he's had forever, for 20 years, you know, the angles of the bat, off the ball, into the wall.
Out to right field, Henry Bolte back with the room.
Trying to create some of the similar stuff. And the difference is everything's going to be in front of you, and the wall's behind you, so there's no going back. It's just the reaction of once you hit a wall, you get a double or a single or triple or homer.
Hit the ball hard.
Right.
And you as the pitcher. Don't let him. Let's go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Do you mind staying on?
Sure. No, we're good.
One run on two hits for Lake County. Kafis stranded. He singled in Mooney, and we've got a one-run game from Lansing, Michigan. The Locos 4, the Captains 3.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We'll be right back.
Moving into the bottom of the fifth inning, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Jeff Lazarus and John Smoltz talking about strikeout baseball. It is Lansing leading Lake County 4-3. The right-hander Carter Spivey back out for a fifth inning of work for the Lake County Captains, dealing to A. Ribiel Anales. In the air, but soaring foul off the right side. And out of room, Mike Collado, three rows back. We're talking about Strikeout Baseball USA. It has brought you, John, back home. If you're interested, I absolutely commend that you check out strikeoutbaseballusa.org, especially for donations. There are all sorts of different packages, how you can order bricks, and so much more. We'll wait for this 1-1 for Carter Spivey. I've got a quick question. Chop foul, but wide of third. You said that this was what it took for you to come back home. How was your travel?
Started off a little rough. Missed my first flight.
Oh, no.
Lance, and to get to Detroit out of Atlanta, but I was lucky enough to get on my second one. And, a little jam-packed 3 days. Got an event Thursday in Midland on behalf of Strikeout Baseball.
That's up the middle. And beyond the diving Devers, base hit center field. Anales is 3-for-3 today. He is 14-for-28 for the year against Lake County pitching.
I'd say that's doing pretty good. 14-for-28.
We're getting to the point where they might not want to throw many more strikes. This is a joy to sit next to both of you. Jeff, I remember talking to you all about strikeout baseball years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And as you say, we're rounding third. You're getting the windmill.
Yeah, well, when you've been on something like this as long as I have, it's seems like it's been a whole nother life ago, but it's fun to see the reaction from the friends and family and people that know that my heart's been in this because of my love for the game. This isn't about recognition or anything like that. This is about growing the game. You know, I always say, you know, growing up in Detroit, baseball was a way of life.
Yes.
And I worked at the old ballpark as a kid. I used to walk into work with Chet Lemon and Lou Whitaker and Alan Trammell and Kirk Gibson and Dave Rosema and all those guys, you know, and you look back and go, that's really what made me develop a love for the game. I was around the game at a high level as a young kid, you know.
Yeah.
I played to a high level, too. You know, I never made it. But being able to do what we're doing now
making
at this level.
Making it is relative.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's all about timing, right? And maybe, you know, now is a great time. I think John struck a chord there to say that we really need to get our inner-city kids playing baseball. And that's why I think strikeout baseball here in Lansing has gained some momentum and people are seeing the credibility of what we're trying to do to grow the game.
Was baseball a way of life for you growing up?
You know, interesting enough, I'm so fortunate to have grown up here in Michigan because I didn't get a chance and luckily didn't play year-round baseball, which is killing sports. So
just that constant strain?
Baseball became something I was pretty good at, but basketball was my first love, loved football. So baseball took me farther, obviously, but I definitely one day just kept watching this game on TV, the Tiger fan, of course, and went out and started emulating it against a brick wall with a rubber ball.
That's in a right field for a base hit for Brian Buelbas. Analea stops at second.
And I just fell in love with, you know, the nuances of pitching and never thought I'd have an arm that would last as long as it did. Throwing out that first pitch was not fun, by the way. I'm done. My arm is done.
Call to the bullpen.
Yeah.
Your next first pitch will be strikeout baseball, and you'll say, all right, you guys got the rest of the pitches from here. You're on a pitch count of one.
Exactly.
We'll ask him how many rounds of golf he'll play between now and then.
Well, I'll play a lot of rounds.
That's
of
different.
Golf.
It's all wear and tear.
Are golfers on swing counts?
No. Good news about the shoulder stays below on golf. It doesn't go above.
I thought he did a good job. And he threw a nice piper in there, too, didn't he?
Oh, he was determined to.
Well, he gets fired up.
He got here at 11:30 to start warming up.
Yes.
No.
Here's Danny Batista Jr. For you, watching minor league baseball, played in your hometown.
Yeah.
What's this like?
You know what I'm actually thinking about, which never happens anymore? I'm just glad to see this young man's on the mound still pitching.
Yes.
You know, and so many times in baseball, especially with the way it's run, someone gets in trouble, they take him out. He's given up four runs, but he's learning, and he's developing. And I'm looking for the shift in the way that we treat pitchers as an organization in baseball and certainly stop these crazy injuries from happening. So, you know, when I look at it, I think about, thank God I pitched when I did. You would not know my name if I pitched today. I would be hurt. I would blow out my – arm because they would ask me to throw 98, 99 every pitch. And
add more spin to your slider. Deep to left field for Danny Bautista Jr., but it's run down by Kafis on the runner's retreat. One gone.
I'm telling you, it's the pitcher's park. Wind's blowing in. Yeah, I was very fortunate in the era that I grew up in, and I got a chance to pitch some of the most epic games and pitch till the end was over, you know, nine innings. That's never going to happen again. We're never going to see, until rule changes happen, we're never going to have people drive to the ballpark going, I can't wait to watch this matchup between this guy and that guy.
Can I tell you the fun part of watching in the minor leagues is each team is trying a different philosophy to figure out pitching health. And so it's fun to see this organization say, what do they have going on? What are they trying?
Yeah, I just think, and I don't mean this too critical, but when you don't have a lot of baseball people making those decisions on behalf of pitchers, you're going to run into this issue. Because it's just, you're not, we don't go backwards to figure anything out. Yes. We all have the answers now with information overkill. And again, I'm not saying there's information's bad, but when it's only coming from one bucket, that's the only way you're making decision. Baseball's never been played and never should be played stratomatically. This is a great game, a hard game. There's feel, there's athleticism, there's the nuances once you get to watch it.
Colby Halter's the batter, count 1-1.
And we're actually getting to see athleticism again. You know why we lose a lot of athletes to this sport? Is because for the last, up until these last 2 years, there's nothing exciting about it.
And now with the pitch clock.
Now we got action, stealing bases. We're seeing athleticism again. It's not station to station. And that's going to be better for baseball.
Let me ask you, did you give any credence to the thought at the start of the year when there were a lot of pitching injuries that the pitch clock had anything to do with
it? No, not at all. I almost blew a gasket when people started talking about it because that's just an outlier. That's just kind of people want to get their focus off of the injuries. The injuries have been having a
ground ball hit towards second, backhanded by Mooney. They get the out at second, that is all. Anales over to third base.
They've been happening at an alarming rate for the last 10 years. And so when somebody comes down or the two big names go down in one day, then people want to try to divert the attention and blame it on the pitch clock. That has zero relevance to it. And the way we're asking pitchers to pitch today and the effort, there's no relief for the arm. Everything's a power pitch, power breaking ball, power changeup, power fastball.
Speaking of relief, that's going to do it for Carter Spivey. Amir Santos out to the mound to take the baseball away. And Lake County calls to the pen. Spivey unofficially 87 pitches today. That is the big topic, and it feels like it's been the big topic for a while, is how do you keep pitchers healthy? But then it's running side by side with that topic of how do we increase velocity or how do we...
Well, pitching's way ahead of hitting in the technology of increasing velocity. They've mastered that, but you can't do both.
Yeah, just deaden the baseball, and that way pitchers don't have to worry about getting hit.
You can't have velocity, max effort. I tell people this all the time. Hey, go in your car, check out that tachometer, and there's a red line.
Yes.
Go and run your car in the red line every single day and see if it lives up to the lasting effort of that engine. No chance. It's going
to
blow.
Well, this goes back to what you were saying in terms of your childhood. It was basketball and baseball. It's not baseball year-round.
Yeah, we've got it backwards. And look, I really believe that there's so many replaceable arms that they think, no big deal. We'll just, if you get hurt, we'll go to the next guy. But it's insanity to think that pitchers can sustain this kind of velocity and stay healthy. There will be rule changes down the road, I promise you, that are going to change the philosophy of pitching because right now the reward system is benefiting those who can throw hard, spin it like crazy. And if they last 3 years, they last 3 years. I enjoyed my 21 years. I did have a lot of surgery.
That's what we love. Let's go to the sixth inning. It's 4-3 Lansing on top of Lake County.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Motor into the sixth inning. Lake County trailing Lansing 4-3, but the captains are coming up with a chance to do something about that one-run deficit. Blaise Montes is the new man on the mound. On a called strike on the outside corner to Jake Fox. Adam Jaxa, how do you like relieving John Smoltz?
I'm sorry, I'm not as exciting or as accomplished, Jesse, but here I am.
We went to the bullpen. There's the 0-2. Fox swings, foul tips it into the mitt of Rodriguez. Blaise Montes strikes out Fox to open up the sixth inning. One batter faced by the native Hawaiian had one strikeout. I now bring up Jose Devers with Advíncula on deck. 4-3 Lansing Locos. Righty, righty. Fouled away right side. Blaise Montes... You cannot touch him when he comes out of the bullpen. His start, his last time out, it was pretty good. 4 innings, 3 runs allowed to Great Lakes. But out of the bullpen, he has gone 9 innings. He's allowed 1 run. 0-1 pitch. Devers takes a called strike, the fastball. So good to have John Smoltz and Jeff Lazarus here from Strikeout Baseball USA. Go to strikeoutbaseballusa.org. Once again, check it out. It's fascinating. And Adam, I turn to you as a golfer. Devers takes the breaking ball down and away. The whole idea of Top Golf for baseball for kids, that is a pitch, pun intended. A 1-2 pitch to Devers, the Lake County shortstop. 4-3 Locos. Chopper weakly struck up the third base side. It goes foul. And that is Scorche Gloves.
Well, I think it's just a cool idea. It's just hard to get, you know, 20 to 30 kids together to play a game of baseball. So this allows you to play, you know, you can play one-on-one, two-on-two, up to five-on-five. It's cool. It's the same sort of game. There's just an ability to allow you to play with a few friends rather than, you know, 20 or 30.
And totally free for kids to play. Just you show up, you play with your friends. Fascinating to me, because that is the big problem with baseball, right? Is you need people, you need equipment. 1-2 pitch to Devers, shot up the middle. That's a base hit in the center field, out beyond Angeles. Wellbus over to pick it up. Devers rounds first. He stops with the one out single.
I think it's also cool for those kids to be able to see they're playing at John Smoltz Field, and that a dream can start in a place like Lansing, Michigan. And you never know, you work for it. Look at what he was able to accomplish, both as a player and now as a broadcaster, and then giving back to the city as well. Just so, so cool.
Here's Jonah Advíncula. Left-handed batter, first pitch. Chopper hit towards second. Halter waits back. He grabs. He throws to first for the out. Just waiting back, not hit all that hard, and so Devers over to second, and two gone now in the sixth inning. Captains down by 1 run. Tying run in scoring position. And the batter is Mike Collado. Collado's 0-2 with a ground out to short and a ground out to second. Lansing starter Will Johnson, 4 2/3 innings today. Struck out 4. The pitch. Collado takes ball 1, bouncing in. And then Jack Owen recorded the final out of the top of the fifth inning, but not before allowing an RBI single to C.J. Cephas. So Johnston tagged for the three runs. Switch hitting Mike Collado. A chance to tie up the game in the fifth inning. Sixth inning, I should say. Line drive up the middle. Anales can't get it. It's into center field. Here comes Devers. The throw is up the first base line. Streaking for second base, Collado. He has scored Devers, and then he takes second on the throw. It is 4-4 in the sixth. Boy, Aribio Anales was right there, and yet the ball sizzled past him. Because he could not keep that ball in the infield, no troubles for Devers coming around. And then that throw in by Brian Guelbas was off target, allowing another 90 feet.
Yeah, you said it. Two mishaps defensively. Anales a chance to keep that one in the infield and get an out. And Guelbas had time, and he had a chance. If that's online, he's going to get the runner. It's going to be very close.
Now the number nine hitter, Johnny Tincher, takes a called strike. I have not given a shout-out yet to Nate Miller. Adam, your nickname?
Nasty Nate.
He is here in the broadcast booth with us, our media assistant and statistician. Here's the pitch. Tincher takes strike two called on the outside corner.
Let me do you one better, Jesse. If you go to Lansing Lugnuts on Twitter right now, you can check out the picture we just posted with Jesse interviewing our two guests, and Nasty Nate, his mouth agape, is in the background. In the red Lugnuts long sleeve. You can check him out there.
Oh, I love it. 0-2 pitch for Johnny Tincher.
Yes, the stash is for real.
Inside. And Nate Miller assisting Adam and I, getting his reps, going through all the stats. Collado at second, two gone, tie game. Pitch went around too far. Pontes whiffs Tincher, side retired in the sixth inning. But Lake County has deadlocked things. Collado's RBI single makes it 4-4 as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning from Jackson Field.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's OK. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
It's a 4-4 game going to the bottom of the sixth inning. Lake County scored a run in the top of the first. Lansing countered with three in the bottom of the first. And Lake County had been playing from behind ever since then. Down 3-1, they made it 3-2. Lansing took a 4-2 lead in the bottom of the third. But solo tallies in the fifth and the top half of this sixth inning. We start anew. Alan Hernandez, the right-hander, deals to the number nine hitting Jose Escorche. Inside ball one. Escorche, Butler, Bolte. 9-1-2. Righty, righty. Alan Hernandez lets it fly. That's lifted up in the air on the right side and a foul ground for Collado out of the coach's box. The first baseman puts it away. One gone. Tap of the order time and Johnny Butler. 4-4, the bullpen battle. The pitch. Butler does not pull the trigger. Call this strike. Alan Hernandez. mph on that last heater. Fires the 0-1. Off speed, lifted foul, left side, nothing and two. Butler's 0-3. He's lined out, grounded out, and reached on an error. And then he was doubled off on a line into double play by Bolte. Two-strike pitch here from Hernandez. High cheddar. Ball one. Oh, by the way, we need to do some sixth-inning slang. John Smoltz was here, so let's do Maddox. What is a Maddox in the world of baseball terminology? Know this, Adam? Swing and a foul tip. Hung on to by Tincher. And Butler strikes out. Two away.
Yeah, good pitcher.
I mean, it's true. So the guy's name is Jason Lucart. And I believe that he came up as a writer about the Cleveland organization. A really smart writer. Here's Henry Bolte, two outs, nobody on, tie game. He takes ball one inside. Jason Lucart is the one who coined the term, and this is now official. It's being widespread used around baseball. A Maddox is a shutout of nine or more innings, and there's a qualifier. The deal, swing and a miss. You have to use fewer than 100 pitches. One ball, one strike, the deal. Bolte takes it in.
I like it.
So
productive pitcher.
Yeah, complete game shutout. At least nine innings. Less than 100 pitchers, fewer than 100. A 2-1 toss. Bolte takes down and away, ball three. Invented in 2012. And, I mean, way to go, Jason Lucart, and naming it. And now we get to go to it, and I believe the current active leader of Maddox's in the major leagues is Max Fried, the former Fort Wayne Tin Cap.
Well, it's got to be with a guy with an M in his name.
3-1. Fly ball left field. C.J. Cafe is back on it, over his head, and one hopping off the wall. Bolte loses his helmet, bolts around to second, hangs tight right there as Cafe hits the cutoff man. A two-out double for Henry Bolte, his first hit of the game. His seventh two-bagger of the year.
That dude's just slugging right now. Everything's an extra base hit when he puts it in play. Two home runs last week. Caught fire in Midland, and it continues in Lansing. Big-time swing. And that had to be hit really hard to get over the head of K-Fist because the wind is knocking everything down tonight and bringing it back.
110 miles an hour off the bat. Is that hard enough for you? Here's Aribe Alanales, 3-for-3 today. Pitch on its way. High fly ball left field. Did he get enough? Cephas heads back at the wall. Makes the catch. And the inning is over. He just did not quite get enough with the wind blowing in. On another day, it's gone. Today, we go to the seventh inning and we are still tied. Lansing and Lake County, 4-4. Adam Jackson returns with the call.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
A good one tonight in the series opener between the Captains and the Locos, tied at four as we head to the seventh. Blaise Pontes faces the top of the order in the first pitch. Down low, ball one to Nate Furman. He had quite the series against Lansing the first time around back in April. 2-for-3 to start this series with a run and a run driven in. Pitch home. That's in on the inside corner, strike one to the lefty. Will Johnson went the first four and two-thirds. Gave up five hits, three runs. All were earned with four strikeouts, one walk. 1-1 pitch. That dots the outside corner, strike two. And Blaise Pontes in, took over in the sixth, gave up two hits and a run. So we are tied at four. Lake County has done it with 4 one-run half innings. One in the first, the second, the fifth, and the sixth. Here's a 1-2 pitch. That's down low. Two balls, two strikes to Furman. Lansing got their three runs in the first and then one in the third, but they have blanked. The last few innings have left runners stranded. Pontes is 2-2. On the ground, hard hit to first. Bautista lays out. He's got it. Runs to the bag, diving, and safe the call. An incredible effort by Danny Bautista Jr., but the umpire, Alex Shears, says he didn't quite get there in time. Two dives in a matter of moments, not quite enough for Bautista. As you can, if you're watching on MLB.TV, see the dirt all over the Locos front for Danny Bautista Jr., a heck of an effort. But Furman has reached for a third time with a single. Craig Conklin was out there to talk with Shears, but the call stands, and a base hit for Furman. So the Captains now have a chance to retake the lead after they scored to open the game in the first. Alex Mooney in 1-for-3. Righty-righty matchup, the pitch. A little bit low, ball one. Captain's team looking for a road series win and looking for a series opening win in Lansing. 1-0. There's a tapper off the plate, foul, first base side. One ball, one strike. Tomorrow we're going to have an early one, our second Grand Slam school day, and a dog days of summer will be underway at 11:05. The pitch. It's a tapper foul. So make sure you come out to the park tomorrow and get here early. There'll be a lot of youngsters in the crowd. Can't wait. Weather looks pretty good. We'll be back home on Thursday at 7:05. Thirsty Thursday, Friday and Saturday. 7:05 starts, and then the 1:05 start on Sunday. Go back to the first series between these two. There were a few close games of the six. We got another one of those to start the series tonight. 1-2 down low. Two balls, two strikes. Lansing won 5-4 in the opener this year. Then it was Lake County winning 6-5 a couple of days later. And then Lansing won 5-2. Those were the closest games. Pitch home. Runner takes off for second. The throw down to second is in time. The tag in time as well from Colby Alter. Furman is punched out. One down. Excellent throw by C.J. Rodriguez. Nearly a strike him out, throw him out. The pitch at the plate just missed the outer edge. It was very close. Here's the payoff. Swing and it's lifted out to right field, not deep. Bolte tracks it, now coming in towards the line, makes the catch. Two down. So just like that, one pitch apart, two outs. 4-4 our score in the top of the seventh with the bases clear. C.J. Kafis comes to the plate against Blaise Pontes. First pitch. This is on the ground, shot at third. Escorche has it off the ground, flings to first. It's in time. So a leadoff single does no harm. 1-2-3 down in the seventh. We'll stretch it out. Bottom seven next. 4-4 our score in Michigan State Capitol.
Chris, thank you very much. Stand on up, stretch it out, and sing Take the Outlaw to the Game with me. Here we go. One, two, three. Me out to the game. Me out with the crowd. Just gonna be some peanuts and cracker jack. I don't get it, I never get it actually. Root for the Lord. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. And then the slogans. Down to the dugout with the pit crew.
All right, ready to go for the bottom of the seventh. Ryan Blubba steps in, first pitch. That's inside, ball one. 4-4 our score as we bring you back for the bottom of the seventh. Things tied up. Magnus Ellert's the new man on the mound. Throws, fastball in, strike one. So Ellert's the third pitcher to come in tonight. Throws home. Just shot back off the netting. Ball two strikes. Ellerts has been exceptional this year through 10 games. ERA sits at 0.82 through 11 innings of work. Just one earned run allowed. Next pitch is down low. 2-2. He has walked 9, though. That has been the struggle. 14 strikeouts. Opponents batting just 139. So trying to work all around those base on balls. 2-2. In there, called strike three. Welbas heading back. He knew it. So gets another punch out, make it 15 for Ellerts. And a good start for him to open his outing. It's a game that's been back and forth. Lansing has had a slim lead throughout, but Lake County got within a run in the fifth and then tied it in the sixth. And here we are tied in the seventh. Danny Bautista Jr., first pitch. Snaps them in on the inside corner. Strike one. One down. Bases clear on a chilly night in Michigan's state capital. The pitch. It's in tight. We've cooled from 62 degrees at first pitch to 57, and you can feel it after a couple of 70 and 80 degree days. 1-1. That Hornets outside, 2-1. Still making our way through the middle of May. Ellard's from the stretch, shrugs, throws. Popped out to right center field, hit well, but Lipscomb is over to his right, underneath of it, and the right fielder makes the catch. Two outs. So now here comes Colby Holzer, tied 4-4 in the bottom of the seventh. Ellard throws. Holzer punches it, bunt down the third base side. It's fair, rolls past the bag at third, and it's finally picked up by Furman. What a bunt by Colby Holzer right down the line to reach for the second time tonight. He just pushed it out there, and Furman, who was in from third towards second, had to run over to the line, and he was going to let it run to see if it would go foul. It did not. It just tucked itself right inside the bag. And Lansing has a base runner again. Here's Cameron Masterman. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Strike one. The Nuts have had base runners in every half inning, yet they've only scored in two of them. That includes leading the bases loaded in the fifth. Left a runner stranded in the sixth at second. The pitch, swing and a miss from Masterman. No balls, two strikes. Time called by Cameron Masterman. He did walk in his last bat, but a couple of strikeouts before that. Lansing out hitting Lake County 10-9. The captains with the lone error in tonight's game, the series opener. 0-2 pitch. That's low and outside. And Johnny Tincher keeps it in front just enough. So certainly, right now, the momentum still on the side of the captains. Lansing trying to break through with some runs. Open stance for Masterman as he waits. The pitch. Swing and a miss. The slider got him. And that is going to do it for Lansing against Magnus Ellerts. He gives up the bunt single, but that's it. Couple of strikeouts to bookend the seventh. We're off to the eighth, all square at four at Jackson Field.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Okay, to the eighth inning we go, and a good one to open this series between Lansing and Lake County. 4-4 our score. Blaise Pontes, the back end piggybacker, still in after Will Johnston went 4 2/3. And now he will face 4, 5, and 6, beginning with Guy Lipscomb. Righty-lefty matchup. The pitch home. Fouled back, out of play, strike one. Jose Escorche is in at the bag at third, and they play Lipscomb to pull to the right side. Both Holzer and Bautista Jr. back at the edge of the outskirts of the infield. Here's the 0-1 pitch. It's a little bit up high. Outside as well, ball one. Next pitch coming home. That's down low. Two balls and a strike. I wanted to get to the trivia question here in this eighth inning. We asked you back in that fourth, what current two major leaguers went to Keller High School, which is the same high school that Will Johnston went to. That's down in Texas. 2-1 pitch. That's in there. Strike two. Did see a correct answer from Bobby Strauss.
He was all over it.
He nailed it. The two, Shea Langeliers from the A's and Max Muncy, not from the A's. The pitch, that's fly back, although there is a Max Muncy 2.0 from the A's, but it was the Max Muncy from the Dodgers. And how about those two? Both went to Baylor as well. Shea Langeliers and Muncy each attended Baylor. Johnston went to Texas A&M, but a handful of big leaguers have come from Keller High School, and those two currently in the bigs.
Like that pipeline, Keller to Baylor, Keller to Waco.
The pitch, line drive, back through the middle for a base hit. Into center field, Puelbas handles. But another base runner tonight, it's Guy Lipscomb, his second hit. Yeah, pretty good pipeline. You can go to Keller High School and turn yourself into Division I baseball player and perhaps a professional as well. Jake Fox getting set to come to the plate. First, Don Schulze will strut out, the pitching coach for the Nuts. 4-4 our score. But again, look at this. There could be some more runs in this game because each team has had runners on base nearly every half inning. The only half inning in this game where we did not have a runner on base was the top of the third. That's when Will Johnston struck out the side against Kathis, Lipscomb, and Fox. Lansing has had a base runner in every half inning. And the Nuts, they have stranded nine guys on the base paths tonight, while the Captains have stranded a handful. So quick visit as Jake Fox steps in. 4-4 our score, top eight. Jackson Field. Here's the pitch home. That's down low, and it skips away from C.J. Rodriguez off the top of the netting. And around second, Lipscomb is speeding to third. The throw to third is late. Swipe tag late as well.
Disaster pitch.
That's right. We tapped at that in Midlands. A pitch that allows the base runner to get two bags. And Lipscomb sprinted around second. And then he sprinted to third. So now things getting even tighter for the Nuts, and they're going to bring the infield in. Lake County looking to take their first lead since the top of the first. 1-0 pitch. Fox takes it down low, 2-0. We saw so much of Lansing winning games late in Midland. It's all they did. All four games, they came from behind, and they came with wins late in those games. The pitch, down low, 3-0. And yet here, Lake County, trying to perhaps turn the trick and get a run to put them ahead in this eighth inning. Infield remains in on a 3-0 count to the lefty Fox. The righty Pontes set, throws. Roped out to right field. Bolte has to play it off a hop. Fields, and he just throws it into second. RBI single, Jake Fox on a 3-0 count. He delivers.
Adam, not necessarily a bad pitch. Just dropped the barrel right down upon it and hit it square.
Yeah, 3-0, you're just trying to get it in there, and he put it on the outer edge. Here's Jose Devers from the right side. First pitch is outside. So a game where Lansing led most of the way. Not by a ton, but they were leading. Lake County has scored a run in the fifth, the sixth, and now the eighth. Pitches down low. Two balls, no strikes. Blaise Pontes struggling to get ahead of batters now. Five of his last six pitches out of the zone. CJ Rodriguez thinking the same thing. Discards the baseball. He gets a new one from home plate umpire Ian Durkin. 2-0 pitch. That's fly back out of play. So Lansing, if they're going to continue their three-game winning streak, they're going to have to do it coming from behind late again on a chilly night, 57 degrees in Lansing, Michigan. 2-1 pitch. There's a high bouncing ball backing up Anales. He's got it at short. Throws to second for one. The relay back to first. Halter throws it wide of the bag. And Bautista has to jump off the bag, but he does catch it. He tried to fool Devers and turn around the bag and go act like he didn't have it. But you know what? Devers was having none of it. I don't even think he was even looking. Craig Conklin is looking for a new pitcher as he heads out to the mound. That's going to be it for Blaise Pontes. And they're going to go to the bullpen, and they're going to go to the Hawaiian native from the Hawaiian native, Hunter Bro.
The two high school teammates.
How about that? Just love as we were talking about high school teammates.
Yeah, so Blaze today, Adam, just hit his pitch count. There was some hard contact against him, more hits than we're used to seeing, especially coming off in the relief role. The disaster pitch really hurts him here. Hunter Bro, meanwhile, making his 11th relief appearance of the season, 11 2/3 innings. 13 strikeouts. League batting .298 against the former Oregon Duck.
Well, we'll see if he can try and keep this to a one-run game. For 11 appearances, the ERA is up over 7.5. Struggled through 11 2/3 with 8 walks, 13 strikeouts, but he has come in some clutch situations this year for Lansing late in games. Picked up a save recently. And again, Lansing, despite having struggles with their bullpen, came up with some tight wins in Great Lakes. 3 of their 4 victories were by a run, 2 of their 4 victories we're in 11 innings, so they had the magic sauce late, and they're hoping that that can continue here at home, but it's got to start with keeping Lake County from scoring, although this has been the pattern. Lake County has scattered one-run half innings tonight, a run in the first, the second, the fifth, the sixth, and now one so far in the eighth, with still only one out and a runner at first base.
Something that's looming. Lansing so far is 3-for-13 with runners in scoring position, stranding 9. Lake County is 5-for-11, stranding only 5. They've taken advantage of their chances.
Lansing, they have struggled. Left the bases loaded in one of those spots. The pitch, that's down low. 1 ball, no strikes to Johnny Advincula. Took over for Justin Boyd, who doubled and then left the game in the second. Advincula has struck out and grounded out. Normal depth for the infield now with one out. Pitch. It's kicked back. Foul. Strike one.
Big part of the reason for Lansing winning 4 out of 6 in Great Lakes, the Lugnuts relievers outpitched the Loons relievers.
And they were able to get runs. They were able to get late runs and find a way. We've seen that this year from this Lansing team, that they've had that comeback ability. They've come up close in spots, but not been able to come around and get those comeback wins. 1-1, runner takes off for second. And again, CJ Rodriguez has had this happen multiple times this year. He tries to transfer it to his hand, and it flips right out. And he has no chance to throw down to second because he bobbles the baseball.
He's just rushing. He's just trying to go so fast.
Something you know he's continuously working on. He's had a couple of nice caught stealing throws here over the last week. Had one tonight. So another man in scoring position. There he goes for third. It's swatted out to left field. Hit well. Masterman is going over to his right, makes the catch, and he's got a chance to double him off. Throws a one-hopper into second. Anales drops the baseball. Otherwise, Devers was out. It was a rocket throw from Masterman. Anales had to stretch towards center field and try and keep his foot on the bag. It was in the mitt, but it popped out. And so Lake County will get another opportunity on another chance for Lansing to get a double play that failed.
That was right there for the taking. Strong throw, Cam Masterman.
Now Mike Coyado into the box from the left side. The pitch takes the first one low and inside. 5-4, Captains leading. So two chances for double plays that easily could have been turns, and they don't happen. And another chance for Lake County. Can they take advantage? The pitch, way outside, 2-0.
It's been a good game for Ruby Anjales offensively. It has not been a good game for him defensively. I think right here, he was concentrating so much on where's the foot, where's the base, where's the throw coming in, and there was just so much to think about all at once.
2-0 pitch. And Nipsey outside corner. And of course, you know, he's got Devers sliding in back behind him, so he's got to worry about that. But that ball hit him in the mitt. He had a chance, and it just fell out. And you go back to the Colby Halter throw to first. If that's on the bag for Bautista, it's a double play. The pitch popped up in on the hands to shallow center. This should get it done. Well, bounce underneath of it, reaches up, makes the catch. And that's going to do it. So Lansing unable to turn double plays, but they still get out of the inning with only one run given up. But Lake County now has their first lead since the start of this game. Captains 5, Lugnuts 4, bottom 8 next.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Five to four, Captains lead. Bottom eight here at Jackson Field in a chillier night on this May 14th, 2024. Happy to have you alongside. C.J. Rodriguez leads off the eighth. It's 8-9-1. A couple more chances for the Nuts, now trailing for the first time since the first. The pitch. The right-hander, Magnus Ellerts, back into the game. Misses inside, ball one. Gave up a nice push-bunt single from Colby Halter, but that was it in the seventh. Bookended with two strikeouts. Pitch home. It's up high. Two balls, no strikes. Rodriguez has put everything in play tonight, but he's 0 for 3. They've all been up in the air as well. One in the infield, two in the outfield. The pitch. That's inside. Three balls, no strikes. Again, we talked about it with Ellerts. These have been the struggles. The walk numbers are elevated. And he's behind, three balls. No strikes to Rodriguez. This pitch does find the plate on the inside part of the plate. Strike one. So Lansing looking for another come-from-behind victory. 3-1. That's outside, ball four. So first base runner via the walk issued by Magnus Ellerts. And Lansing has the tying run on. We've continued to talk about it. They're getting a ton of base runners tonight, but they're not necessarily getting them in. Does that potentially change in this eighth inning? Pitch home. That's in there. Fastball, strike one on the inside corner. Mugnuts are 3-for-13. They've left 9 on base tonight. That includes leaving the bases loaded and multiple runners in scoring position. The 0-1. That's in there. Strike two. Jose Escorche has turned the bottom of the card over well tonight. Singled in the second and then walked in the fourth. 5-4 captains, bottom eight. Allert set. Looks over at first, comes home. Little bit wide, 1-2. Next pitch. That's on the outside corner, strike three. Well, it was the same pitch, just a breaking ball, and they both, from up at our angle and what we're looking at, look to be in the zone. And the second one, the charm there on Escorche. Third punch out for Magnus Ellerts. Now here comes Johnny Butler. Pitch home. That's up high and outside, ball one. Butler tonight has been quiet, 0-for-4. Line out, ground out, reached on an error and a strikeout swinging. 5-4, captains leading. Pitch. Inside, 2-0. Lake County now out hitting Lansing 11-10, and Lansing has been blanked over the last four innings. Again, they've had plenty of chances, plenty of base runners, just haven't been able to push them across. There's a fastball in the zone, strike one. Good low 90s fastball from Magnus Ellerts. That one climbed to 94 on the gun. The pitch, swatted the other way, dropping in left field, and it's down for a base hit for Butler. The leadoff man reaches for the first time tonight. And again, a Lansing threat in the eighth. Just a simple swing the other way from Johnny Butler, and he poked it right in front of CJ Kafis.
There have been Locos runners all over the bases tonight.
Henry Bolte, can he knock him in? The pitch. That's down low and outside. One ball, no strikes. Well, Jesse, this seems like a good guy to have up to potentially break Lansing through again. 1-0 pitch. Outside, two balls, no strikes.
What I'd like to see, let's say Ellerts gives him that fastball again, and he's working away. We know how great Bolte's power is to right center. Right center here, the ball can travel.
Bolte swung it well tonight, too. 2-0 pitch. That's a fastball in, strike one. He walked in the first, stole a bag and scored. Struck out in the second. Hit a ball hard to the first baseman, Coyado, the opposite way in the fourth. That was caught and doubled off, and then double. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Chase that one up above the zone. A breaking ball, 2-2 on Bolte.
That's the line. Breaking balls, if it's high, let it fly. And he couldn't find it.
He wanted to hit the breaking ball and let it fly deep. 5 home runs for Bolte. 2 last week. The pitch. Down low and we're full. 3-2. Rodriguez is at second. Butler is at first. Captains lead 5-4. One out in the eighth. Lansing, 5 outs left to try and overtake this game. 3-2 pitch. Down low just barely at the bottom of the zone. And for a second time in this game, Lansing has loaded up the bases.
How good are his plate appearances? I mean, Henry Bolte in big spots does not press and does not chase.
They're good, Jesse. Really good.
Yeah, that's my feeling.
And you know who else is really good? A guy that's gone 3-for-4 tonight, coming to the plate, Eurybio Angeles, set to come up. Mound visit right now, as you'd expect, before they get ready to pitch to number 4.
The one time that Lake County got him out, he flied out to the wall in left field that on another night would have gone.
That was one of those stranded half innings where Lansing feels like they should be in front with all the opportunities they've had tonight. But again, to Lake County's credit, they found a way to get out of these spots. Can they do it again? So Ellerts will try and get Angeles. Just turned 22 a couple of days ago. Had the game-winning and series-winning home run on Sunday in the ninth. The bases are loaded for Angeles. He's got a grand slam already this year. And it a couple of weeks ago here on Home Run Hill. First pitch. Swats it back foul. He likes to attack that first pitch. And Ellerts knew it. Threw him a breaking ball.
Four double play balls hit into by Angeles this year. Two of them coaxed by Ellerts. You need the lift, right? But at third base, C.J. Rodriguez does not run all that well. So a fly ball needs to be deep enough to score him.
Pitch home. Breaking ball is high hopped off the plate. C.J. Rodriguez coming in. A bouncing play or a jumping play from Furman. He gets Angeles at first, but that gets the job done. We're tied at 5 off the spike ball off home plate.
You said it. Got the job done. Angeles putting it into play, and there's your immediate response to Lake County taking the lead.
And now a chance to take the lead. Ryan Guelbas will try and deliver on Angeles tonight. Two knocked in, 3 hits, 2 runs scored, and a swipe. What an evening. The pitch home. Guelbas pops it up foul, first base side. While Lansing, again, they've been used to scoring late runs. Remember, in the season opener against Lake County, Lansing won that one 5-4. Maybe a 6-5 win tonight. Going to take a 2-out hit. Pitch home. Breaking ball swing and a big miss from Guelbas. And it's 0-2 as he takes his time, steps out of the box. He's walked and had 2 singles. Struck out looking at his last at bat. Butler at third, Bolte at second. 5-5, bottom 8 in Michigan State Capitol. Ellerts throws. On the ground, weakly hit to second. Mooney to his left, has it, throws to first, and it's in time. That's going to do it. Lansing does get a run on the ground out from Angeles. They get 2 walks, a single, and we are tied heading to the 9th, 5-5. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back with you after this.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
And now to the ninth inning. 5-5 the score. Zach Fasher replaced the catcher, Tincher, earlier. Johnny Tincher just back from the injured list, so let him play some of the game, get his feet underneath him, and then remove him for Fasher. He's the number nine hitter. Hunter Breaux on the hill. Lansing Loco's right-hander lets it fly. Fascia takes ball one outside. The ninth inning is underway. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. Fascia, Furman, and Mooney. 9-1 and 2 in the Lake County order, looking to break the tie. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball from Breaux. 94 miles an hour. 5 runs, 11 hits for both teams. Lake County is the game's only error. A ball and a strike. Breaux to Fascia. Up very, very high at 95. Johnny Tinchin has returned from the injured list. 0 for 3 today. Popped out, foul, flied out, and struck out. Fascia's first at bat. He takes the breaking ball low. He's out in front of Breaux, 3-1. Fascia overall for the year hitting 184 with one home run. 7 walks, 8 strikeouts in 13 games. 3-1 pitch. Fouled off into the screen. Just missed it. Breaux relieved Blaise Pontes in the top of the 8th inning. Pontes had allowed a couple of base hits, then a fielder's choice. Breaux came in and got Jonah Advincula and Mike Collado to end the frame. 2 up, 2 down against him. First batter of the ninth, payoff. Line down the left side, but foul off the Pepsi porch. Bouncing back onto the field. The left fielder, Masterman, over to play. The sun setting. Adam, what are your thoughts on this sunset to our left?
Gorgeous.
Yeah, got some good pinks and oranges and blues. Wind lightly tugging the American flag in from right field at the moment. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Down goes Fascia. 3 up and 3 down against Breaux. 1 away in the ninth inning. You know, when Lansing took the final 3 games of the series at Great Lakes, there were some running themes. For starters, each of those games was won in Lansing's final at-bat. For another thing, the last 2 games, Lansing did not commit an error in either of those games. No errors today. It's the ninth inning. We're tied. The pitch to Nate Furman. Outside, ball one. Furman is 3-for-4 with 3 singles, 1 run knocked in, 1 run scored. His last time up, he was caught stealing. Batting left. The pitch. Smack to the left side. Base hit left field. He's on again. 4-hit game for Nate. The Paladin. A 1-out oppo single for Lake County.
Nate the Great. Make a great Paladin indeed. This guy, it's tough to get him out. Good leadoff hitter.
Here's Alex Mooney. Potential go-ahead run on. Breaux's pitch. Swing and a miss. He was way out in front. So when your name is Nate, there are a couple of nicknames that you can get. And you went Nasty Nate for Nate Miller, a statistician.
Well, look at the mustache, man. That thing's nasty.
Adam's not a fan. Strike one pitch. Mooney taps it foul. Strike two.
Hang on. Nasty in a good way, Jesse.
Oh,
it gives him the nastiness.
Oh, so like, let's say that pitch was nasty.
Yeah, that pitch was disgusting.
Your mustache is filthy.
There you go.
Okay.
You're on it.
Now we're in. You wouldn't call a mustache wicked, but we're barking up the same tree.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 2-strike pitch to Mooney. Very high. Back pick first base. Tag late. CJ Rodriguez has been active.
That's what we call the young kids slang, not the 6th inning slang, the younger kids slang.
Are you a young kid?
No, but Nate is.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Nasty Nate is.
Yeah. 1-2 pitch with Furman at first. He's not running, and Mooney takes ball 2. I love it. By the way, Nate Furman, with his 4-for-5 today, is 11-for-22 against Lansing this year. He has scored 6 runs in 5 games. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Mooney badly fooled. Breaux struck him out with a hook. 2 outs in the ninth inning. Was that pitch nasty?
Yes, it was, Jesse. That checks out. Good job.
We have consensus. So now C.J. Cephas, 1-for-3 with an RBI single and a walk today. Left-handed batting power hitter in a tie game. He swings and fouls back the first pitch, and there's strike one. Do you realize that last bro fastball was 97?
That'll work.
Dude is bringing it. Honor Bro drafted by the Oakland A's in the 20th and final round 3 years ago. Let's it fly. Very high again. Rodriguez jumped up. It was 98. Sometimes you can be a little bit too strong.
How strong?
Too strong. When we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, action developing in the Lake County pen. Batista Jr., Halter, and Masterman due for Lansing. It is a cold night on Michigan Avenue. Bros 1-1 pitch. Cephas lays off. It broke low. Ball two.
You know, Jesse, if you pool together Nate Furman's at-bats against Lansing and Arribio Angeles' at-bats against Lake County, that would qualify as a disgusting line.
Yeah. Those two guys, they've been tough. Haven't solved them yet. Here's the pitch. Cephas takes it outside. Bros behind him, 3-1. Guy Lipscomb is on deck. Middle of the order for Lake County. Cephas, the number 3 hitter. Cleveland's third rounder last year from Miami. Furman at first, the pitch. Check swing, strike two called, outside corner. Well-placed fastball. Cephas is unconvinced. The right-hander currently warming up in the bullpen for Lake County, Josh Wolf, the Texan. Here's the pitch. Runner moves, up and away, ball four. Bro missed at 97. And with two outs, Cephas down the first, Bro's first walk. Furman moves up to second. Here comes Guy Lipscomb.
Every pitcher wanted, wondering tonight, can I just get one easy half inning? Nope.
Well, Will Johnston in the third. Is that good enough?
That's it. That's it, Jesse.
I found one. Here's the pitching coach, Don Schulze, out to the mound. Well, we have a moment. Tomorrow morning, we're back at it. 11.05 a.m., Grand Slam School Day, Dog Days of Summer, and Grant Judkins against Juan Zapata is the matchup.
Let's get after it. Baseball in the morning, you love it.
Dog Days of Summer, and the school kids will be here. Take off work, walk on over to the ballpark, enjoy some Midwest League baseball. Matinee action for Game 2 of the series. Game 3 of the series, of course, like Thirsty Thursday, 7.05 p.m. We've got drink specials Thursday night. Trenton Denholm, the reigning Midwest League Pitcher of the Week, against Mitch Myers for Lansing. Go to MILB.com/Lansing. We're ready. 2-1, 2-out, tie game in the ninth. The pitch to Guy Lipscomb batting left. Fouled back over the screen on strike one.
Looks like it's going to be a perfect day for the kids, too. It's going to be about 60 degrees around first pitch, climbing to 69, 70 degrees.
That's great. And 0-1 from Bro. On its way. Chopped on the right side. Halter backs up. He grabs. He plants. He fires. High and wide to first. Everybody is safe. The bases are loaded with Lake County captains. The first 90% of that play, perfectly fine. And then the throw got away from Colby Halter. First error for Lansing. Really, since you got to go all the way back to Friday.
You can see that one coming. Colby has made some mistakes over there. He did it at Great Lakes. He had one earlier today on the throw. He's just pulling it a little bit. And I think he tried to rush himself just because that hop was too high. It came to him slow.
So it's Jake Fox now with the bases loaded. Taking down low and blocked by Rodriguez. Hunter Bro has two wild pitches this year. Tie-breaking run is at third base. While pitch a passed ball in HBP. A balk, a walk. You can name it. It would all give Lake County the lead. 5-5 in the ninth, two outs. Righty deals to lefty. Box swings and misses. Bro pumps it by him at 96.
A balk or a walk could bring him down the chalk, Jesse.
But you're not one to talk. Jake Fox is 1-for-4, RBI single, last inning. The pitch. Fly ball out to center field. Brian Wellboss in. Little urgency. There for the catch above his cap. Side retired. Lake County made things interesting. A single, a walk, an error. But three left, no runs. And we're going to the bottom of the ninth inning. One run would win it for the Lansing Locos in a 5-5 game.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
To the bottom of the ninth inning. Lansing Locos 5, Lake County Captains 5. Josh Wolf now on the mound for Lake County. Fourth captain's pitcher to work in the game. Carter Spivey began it. And then Alan Hernandez, then Magnus Ellerts, and now here's Wolf to take on Batista Jr., Halter, and Masterman. 5-6-7 in the Locos order. Third baseman Furman is in, protecting against a Danny Batista Jr. bunt. First pitch, low and away. 1-0.
Another tight game, Jesse. Who could have seen this one coming?
You know, the windup, the pitch, outside ball two. When Lansing scored a run in the top of the first, or I should say Lake County scored in the top of the first, Lansing scored three in the bottom of the first, and then Lake County scored one in the top of the second, I thought, oh, we're in for it. Here's the pitch. Breaking up and in. 3-0. And we have gone back and forth throughout this game.
11 of the last 12 Lansing games have ended in a save for them or the opponents.
Batista Jr. takes a called strike in the outside corner. And it's 3-1. So, Wolf offers. And Danny takes ball four. Off the outside corner. Game-winning run is aboard. Colby Halter coming up, and now third baseman Furman is really anticipating a bunt. After all, Halter did bunt his way aboard with a single his last time.
What a bunt that was, too.
Lansing has one sacrifice all year. First pitch, he's not bunting. Takes a called strike. Lansing has one walk-off all year. April 28th, Johnny Butler's two-run homer in the bottom of the 10th beat Dayton 10-9. 5-5 right here. Wolf throws. Halter smacks a base hit in the right center field. Batista Jr. up to second. Right back to the bag as the throw comes in from Advincula. Two on, nobody out on the Halter single. Colby Halter's third hit of the game.
You know that had to feel great for Colby. Just made that mistake in the top of the ninth. The error. And he comes up with the base hit. And now the Lugnuts keep it moving.
Cameron Masterman. 0-for-3 with three strikeouts and a walk today. First baseman Collado is in, toes on the grass. Furman trying to keep close to his base to force the lead runner. The pitch, he squares, pulls back, strike call. A fastball at 92. Second baseman Mooney is cheating toward his bag. Batista Jr., the potential winning run 180 feet away. Swing and a miss by Masterman. Nothing and two. Time granted. Center fielder Advíncula is walking toward right center. The set. Here's the pitch. Up and away. Ball one.
Well, a lot of those rallies we saw, Jesse, it was help or it was started by the bottom of the order in Great Lakes. That's what has made this offense much more dynamic. It's added depth.
2-1, none out. The deal. A high bouncer pulled foul left side. This is the bottom part of the order. The number 5 hitter, Batista Jr., walks. The number 6 hitter, Halter, singles him to second. Number 7, Masterman up. C.J. Rodriguez on deck.
Boy, wouldn't it be something cool to see Masterman, who's been slumping lately, come up with a big-time swing.
It would give Lansing its fourth straight win. Here's the pitch. Up high. Snatched by Fascia.
It's a heck of a bat right here. He tries to lay down the bunt. First pitch, doesn't get it. Swings and misses at the next, but he's fouled the pitch off. He's working. Ball's outside the zone. Locked in at bat from number 2.
Josh Wolf's ready. Deals. Fouled away right side. Wolf gets his sign from Fascia. Batista Jr., a comfortable lead at second. The pitch to Masterman. Fouled into the netting. Five runs, 12 hits, one error for the Caps. Five runs, 12 hits, one error for Lansing. Wolf to Masterman again. Pitch number 8 of the at-bat. Did not chase up and away, and it's full.
This is a heck of an at-bat from Cameron Masterman. And now an action pitch upcoming.
Runners stay put. Masterman, it's a high drive out to left. Kafis back off the top of the wall and gone. Masterman drives it out, and Lansing wins. A 3-run walk-off, Cameron Masterman, 8-5 Locos.
What a finish for Cameron Masterman. What an at-bat. He's been struggling, and he just kept fouling pitches off, staying off the pitches out of the zone. Wow, what a finish.
His second homer of the year. Lansing has won 4 in a row, and what a way to begin this homestand. They dance together in front of the first baseside dugout. That was a Loco victory.
Rocket red hot, this team right now, and a rocket to finish this one. That's now 6 home runs in their last 3 games. And again, for Cameron Masterman, that's been struggling, that'll certainly help.
105 feet down, or I should say 105 miles an hour off the bat, down the left side, over the wall, off the railing. Second walk-off winner of the year for Lansing. Second game-winning home run. Johnny Butler the first against Dayton. Cam Masterman's second homer of the season. A 3-run shot in the bottom of the ninth off Josh Wolf here. The postgame show right around the corner. Once again, the Locos 8, the Captains 5.
All right, crew, let's get her dug. Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Welcome back into Jackson Field. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. The Lansing Lugnuts walk off the Lake County Captains to open up the 6-game series. Cameron Masterman, a 3-run shot. Adam, before you even get to the home run, you were already declaring it a marvelous at-bat. It was, and then it finished in fantastic style.
One of the best at-bats we've seen him have in the last week, Jesse. I mean, he struck out 3 times in this game outside of a 4-pitch walk. He kept battling. He got behind 0-2, but he battled back, fouled a couple pitches off, stayed off the pitches out of the zone, and then he got one twisting inside in his wheelhouse that he absolutely crushed. It was either getting out or it was going to score the game winner, and he hit it out, and that's a big-time swing. That's got to feel really good for Cameron Masterman.
Right now being interviewed by our Nate Miller and Bianca down on the field. We'll check in with Nate and Bianca later. It's a joy. It's a blast for him, literally. Lansing, with that, improves to 17-17 this year, and it's another big win against one of the best teams in the entire league.
They just keep doing it. Longest win streak of the year. They're beating the best teams. The two teams that they've beaten in series this year, Great Lakes and Lake County, and those are the two teams that were tied for first place coming into tonight. And Jesse, this was a team that was 4 games under 500, and here they are back to the 500 mark, and they get 5 more games the rest of this series to try and get themselves over the hump and keep trying to gain ground on these two teams, the Captains and the Loons at the top.
There were moments in this game where I could tell your frustration, Adam, where you're going, oh, what is this? Because I feel like the games played at Great Lakes, there was a high quality, there was a tightness to them, right? And this one here today, Will Johnston did not come across sharp, although he struck out 4 4⅔, struck out the side in the third inning, but it was a rough start for him. And then Lansing took the lead, and Lake County erased it. And then Lake County took the lead late. And yet, all of that aside, they found a way.
They did found a way. And you know what? That's what it's about, right? Even if you're not playing your best all the time in this game, and it's not like they weren't trying, they just weren't quite coming through with those opportune moments. Well, they find a way in the end to do what they've been doing the last week, which is coming from behind and winning late and winning tight games, and they do it again in their last at bat. This is a remarkable streak that they're on.
I really liked you pointing out in the bottom of the 9th inning, it's the bottom part of the order. It's everybody else, right? It's not just the middle of the order, right? It's not just the top of the order. This was a rally that was won by the number 7 hitter.
And again, that is what made this offense so good in the month of April. And it made it so good again when the offense kind of disappeared against the South Bend Cubs when they came in a couple of weeks ago. But it returned last week against the Loons because of the depth in the order. It's not just the 1 or the 2 or the 3 guys. Everybody in the order has been contributing. And that happens again tonight with the 7 hitter, who has been slumping of late, 1 for his last 16. And you know what? It didn't even matter. He locked in for that 9th inning bat and wins the game for the Nuts.
When John Smoltz was here, he talked about, boy, this is a great pitcher's park. The ball was not traveling. That's what Cam Masterman had to homer through, because there were other deep drives in this game that did not get out. C.J. Rodriguez, Eribe Lanales, outs on the warning track that on a different night they go, and yet Masterman, as the night got later and colder, got his out of the ballpark.
One of the few times we've seen to open the year that the wind has not been blowing out here at Jackson Field. But yeah, it's typically a hitter's park, but in April and May when it's cold and the wind is blowing in, you get a little bit more comfortable there on the hill. But again, Masterman hit it, a line drive. Even if it didn't get out, it was getting over the head of the left fielder and it was getting down for a hit and a run. But he capped it with the exclamation point, just getting it out to home run hill. And what a stretch right now for Lansing.
How about this? So this rolls into tomorrow. Can they go 5 in a row?
Well, we're going to find out, Jesse, and we're going to find out quicker than what you would think. 11:05 tomorrow, Grant Judkins will be the guy that gets it against Juan Zapata. His ERA up over 8, Judkins 3.5. Can they keep this magic carpet ride going on?
Fly onward. Grand Slam School Day, dog days of summer. Judkins against Zapata. We'll see you tomorrow at 11:05 a.m. Adam and I will have the call ride here at Jackson Field. This is a series that goes all the way through Sunday. MILB.com/Lansing. The Locos are now at 500. Meanwhile, Lake County's record falls to 20-14. Time of the game, 3 hours and 3 minutes. The winning pitcher, Hunter Breaux, now 4-1 for the year. The losing pitcher, Josh Wolf, who allowed the walk, the hit, the home run, the bottom half of the ninth inning. By the way, that fourth win by Hunter Breaux puts him one away from the league leaders in that category. Elsewhere around the Midwest League right now, if you're wondering, West Michigan was shut out at Peoria 1-0. Beloit currently trails in Wisconsin 6-1 in the top of the sixth. Quad Cities and Cedar Rapids tied at 4 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Great Lakes is in Dayton. Dragons leading the Loons 2-1, top of the eighth. Could the Loons fall to 20-14? And South Bend is leading in Fort Wayne 4-3. They're in the bottom of the eighth inning. That's a look around the MWL. Adam, I've got a request for you. Go right ahead, sir.
I just wanted to point out Peoria, out of the depths of the basement. Yeah. They've got the best streak right now. Lansing's got the second-best streak behind these guys. They're winning games.
They've won 5 in a row. West Michigan, sorry about it.
Anyway, Jesse, continue. Yeah.
Anyway, I have a favor to ask of you. Do you mind bringing around the box scores? Let me bring Nate Miller on the postgame show.
Let's do it.
Who just talked to Cam Masterman. Put on that headset, sir.
Hey.
Nate, you were just downstairs. You just talked to Cameron Masterman.
I did.
What did he say?
Well, he said he missed a sign during his at-bat. I was talking to him. He was talking about laying down that first bunt, and he said it was also one of the best ways for him to break out of his slump, hitting a 3-run shot to win the game.
What else did you ask him?
I asked him how it felt for John Smoltz to be in attendance and for him to have such a career moment like that. He basically told me John Smoltz has seen a lot of amazing things happen in a baseball game before. This might not be one of the most amazing things he's seen, but the fact that he saw it meant a lot to Cameron.
Man, that's awesome, Nate. What were your thoughts on today's game?
What a game. Like, stellar game. Back and forth, what you want in a baseball game. A lot of runs, but still great pitching. Just overall great baseball by both teams, and it ends in a walk-off.
Yes.
For the Locos.
So now, Lansing heads into the rest of the series. We've got 5 more games to go. The Lugnuts are now 5-2 against the Lake County Captains this year. Everybody else in the league, the Captains are 18-9 against. They've been playing great baseball. They have a tremendous pitching staff. Lansing has found ways to score runs.
I mean, this offense has it. Top to bottom, we have guys that can get on base and hit. I mean, obviously, we haven't had Will Simpson for the past few games, and we're still able to get it done against the Lake County Captains without him. So I think that just shows the capability of how much damage this offense can do day in and day out.
Nate, I appreciate it. Any final thoughts?
I hope we extend the winning streak to 5 tomorrow, Jesse.
It's tomorrow. Tomorrow, 11 a.m., bright and early. Will I see you?
Oh, you will see me.
What do you need? What do you like to wake up with each morning?
Ooh, well, I've never been a coffee person. Okay. I've never liked coffee. Honestly, wake up, glass of water, some eggs, just get some stuff in my system, then get to the ballpark.
Let's go. Sounds good. Tomorrow morning, once again, Grant Judkins against Juan Zapata, the Lansing-Lake County matchup. We got some baseball in the morning before Coors Light Thirsty Thursday. On Thursday, Friday, our first Laugh You Fireworks show of the year. Superstars are here. Kids Night on Saturday, the Kids Takeover in partnership with Sparrow. And then the Capital City Market Kids Day on Sunday. Nate, thank you.
Thank you, Jesse.
For Nate Miller and Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts / Locos Tonight and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts / Locos. Once more, your final score. Nate, you want to give it?
8-5 Locos against the Lake County Captains today, thanks to Cameron Masterman's 330-foot, just about, three-run home run in the bottom of the ninth.
That's right, baby. We wish you well. Have a great night from Michigan State Capitol, and vamos, Locos!